In all baseball land, there are no fans so grand as our Mets fans. When we play other teams, no one blood-curdling screams, that's our Mets fans.
But when Mets fans shout,
go! What they mean, we all know. We've got no place to go.
From Busch Stadium in St. Louis, Missouri, it's the New York Mets playing the world champions, the St. Louis Cardinals. Rheingold Beer brings you National League Baseball with the New York Mets. Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Viceroy. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. And by the Shell Oil Company, makers of Super Shell, the gasoline for good mileage. Stop at the clean white pump for Super Shell. Well, hello, everyone. Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsay Nelson from St. Louis, and man, it's going to be a rock and roll night tonight. It's teenage night here at the ballpark, and we've got this place loaded up with youngsters, and they're really going to town. It'll be the first game of a three-game series. New York Mets taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals currently have a record of 18 wins and 15 losses. They are now four games back of the Dodgers. The Dodgers lost today to Chicago, and the Cardinals in fourth place in the National League race. Mets have a record of 13 wins and 20 losses, 9.5 games back in ninth place. With the St. Louis Cardinals, they have 1-1 and lost one. Starting pitchers for tonight's game, it's going to be Al Jackson, who is 2-4, making his first appearance against the Cardinals this season and his first start since last Friday when he pitched a complete game win 5-3 over Cincinnati. He injured his big toe on his right foot in that game when he fouled the ball off his toe. His last start against the Cardinals was a 1-0 shutout last October 2nd, and it was against Bob Gibson. He was 2-1 over St. Louis last season and holds a 6-5 lifetime edge against the world champion. On May 4th this season, Al set a Mets strikeout record with 11 strikeouts against the Philadelphia Phillies. Going for the Cardinals will be Ray Washburn, who has won 3 and lost 1, making his second start of the season and his first appearance against the Mets. He defeated Pittsburgh 5-1 last Sunday and allowed 3 hits and no runs in 6 innings of work. He was 1-0 against the Mets last season, and lifetime he has won 6 and lost none. Well, the starting lineups for the game tonight, where the ceremonies concluded out at home plate, for the New York Mets, Roy McMillan to lead off and play shortstop. Roy was stopped in his hitting streak at 8 last night by Wade Blasingame when Wade pitched a one-hit game against the New York Mets. Johnny Lewis batting in the second position in center field tonight. Johnny moved over to center field. Ron Svoboda has moved into right. In this ballpark, it's a very short right field. Center field, of course, the difficult position to play here. Down the right field line, 310, 322 in back of the right fielder, and it's 425 feet in center field and a lot of room to cover. So manager Casey Stengel has moved Johnny Lewis into center field. Batting third and playing first base, Ed Cranepool. Batting in a cleanup position and catching Jesse Gonder. Charlie Smith will bat fifth. He'll be playing at third base. He, too, had his hitting streak stopped by Wade Blasingame game at 8 last night in Milwaukee. Batting sixth and playing right field, Ron Svoboda, who has a current streak of 6 consecutive games that he has hit in. Batting in the seventh position in left field, Jim Hickman. Bobby Clouse will bat eighth and play second base, and Al Jackson, the pitcher, will be batting ninth. For the world champions, the St. Louis Cardinals, Julian Javier will lead off and play second base. Batting second and playing in left field, Lou Brock. Kurt Flood will bat in the third position. He'll be playing center field. Ken Boyer at third base will bat cleanup. Dick Grote at shortstop will bat fifth. Bill White, the first baseman, will bat sixth. Bill Gagliano, an infielder moved to the outfield, will be playing right field. He'll be batting seventh. Bob Uecker, the catcher, will bat eighth. And Ray Washburn, the pitcher, will be batting in the ninth position. Right now, the umpires at home plate talking with manager Casey Stengel about the grounds rules. Also there, Ken Boyer, the captain of the St. Louis Cardinals. We you'll see Shag Crawford behind home plate. At first base, Tony Vinson. At second base, Al Foreman. And the umpire at third base will be Doug Harvey. Big crowd on hand for Teenage Night here at the St. Louis Cardinal Ballpark. This ballpark has been revamped. During the wintertime, they completely took out all the old grass and rocks that had been in here for so many years, and it has been completely resodded. They had a lot of difficulty with rains earlier in the season, and they've had a lot of difficulty with the terrain of the ballpark. During the early part of the season, a lot of bad hops in the infield, and also the outfield was very slow and soggy. Right now, as we look down from a very high position, you can still see some bare spots in the infield and the outfield, but it is much better than it has been in the past. Now to take you along the way in the play-by-play, Bob Murphy.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much. Leading off in the ball game against right-hander Ray Washburn will be Roy McMillan. Beautiful night in St. Louis for the opener of this three-game series. Night game tomorrow night, a day game Sunday afternoon. Broadcast time tomorrow night, if the game's starting an hour earlier, so we'll be on the air at 7:55 p.m. tomorrow night. G. Herbert Walker, Vice President and member of the board of the New York Mets, is here on a business trip and has taken the opportunity to come out to the ballpark and watch the Mets in action tonight. Wes Westrum on the coaching lines at first, Don Hefner on the lines at third. Eddie Stanky, the Mets Director of Player Personnel, is in the area, and Yogi is spending time with him on a special scouting assignment. So Yogi will not be on the lines in the game tonight, and Wes Westrum will be coaching at first base. Ray Washburn, the St. Louis Cardinal hurler in tonight's game. Washburn has been very impressive of late. His arm appears to be coming around. If he becomes the Ray Washburn of 2 years ago, the Cardinals will have another outstanding pitcher. Washburn has won three and lost only one. He will be making his second start of the season tonight. He got his first start after impressive relief work last Sunday against Pittsburgh and defeated the Pirates. Now the first pitch of the night is low and outside, ball one. Ray Washburn did not get in a ball game until the 24th of April. He's won three and lost one. All three of his wins have been over Pittsburgh. Twice he beat the Bucks in relief, and then last Sunday he beat them as a starting pitcher. The single setback was handed to him by the San Francisco Giants. Blazing fastball in, a call strike. 1-1 on Roy McMillan. Cardinals are a hot ball club right now. They've won three in a row, won seven of their last eight. They had the slowest start of any team in the National League, but after that first week, they righted themselves, and they've been driving upward. Low and outside, two balls and a strike on Roy McMillan. Mets played the Cardinals very well all last season. St. Louis won the season series 11 games to 7. The Mets took two out of three that last weekend of the season. Now the 2-1 delivery. Mack lays off. It's off the outside corner. Two balls, three balls, and a strike. Ray Washburn pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals. He went back to the minor leagues to try and heal his ailing arm last year. He went to Jacksonville to pitch from the sunny climb and then came back to St. Louis. Here's the windup, 3-1 delivery. A fastball, a strike. On the outside corner, it's 3-2. Washburn has a lifetime record against Casey Smith of 6 wins and no losses. His first full year with the St. Louis Cardinals, he beat New York 4 times without a loss. Following year, he developed a sore arm. Full count, 3-2 on Roy McMillan. Here's the payoff delivery. A ground ball belted toward the middle. Face hit to center field. Just beyond the reach of Dick Groat. Kurt Flood playing the ball back in, and Roy McMillan has started the night with a base hit to center. That'll bring up Johnny Lewis. And Johnny is making his debut in center field for the Mets tonight. The ballpark in particular. You need an outstanding defensive center fielder. Over the years, the Cardinals have always been blessed with great ball hawks in center field. Terry Moore to Kurt Flood. Now here's the pitch by Washburn. A ground ball hit down to Bill White. He goes to second. They have one. That's all they can get. Bill White to Dick Grote, and McMillan is forced to second base. One out and one on. That brings up Eddie Cranepool. Eddie hitting a healthy 356. Fine feature story in the current issue of Sporting News on Eddie Cranepool, authored by Barney Kremenko. Washburn's only start against the Pirates last Sunday, he went six innings, allowed no runs and just three hits. Cardinals won the game 5-1 as Washburn picked up his third win against one loss. The runner bluffs the dash and the pitch is inside. One ball and no strikes on Eddie Cranepool. Cardinals have the outfield rather deep and around toward right. Inviting right field target here in St. Louis. Down the right field line to the screen is 310 feet. A ball off the screen is in play. Ball on the pavilion roof is a home run. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. Washburn starting out, going strictly with his fastball. He has a good fastball, one of the best. Good hard slider and a curveball. He was greatly improved this past spring down in St. Petersburg over the previous spring when he was really aiming the ball and just pushing it toward the plate with that bad arm. Throw to first, not in time. Johnny Lewis diving back. Once again, Washburn throws to Bill White to watch Johnny Lewis. Ray Washburn is now 26 years old, 6'2", 200-pound right-hander. Outside the high, 2-1 on Eddie Cranepool. Year before last, the 1963 season, Washburn won five in a row at the start of the year. And that's when he suffered the muscular injury to his right shoulder that has plagued him since. And late last season, he started coming around. He was greatly improved this year in the spring, was started very slow this year, and now is really coming on. A ground ball hit to Dick Grote. It goes by Grote into the outfield. It was a hit-and-run play, and Johnny Lewis goes all the way to third. Runners on first and third. Cranepool hit the ball hard, a grounder up the middle. But with the Mets playing hit-and-run and Johnny Lewis on his way to second, Grote was breaking, racing towards second to cover the bag. And as a result, he was in position to make a play on the ball where he otherwise would not have been. It'll be scored as an error on Dick Grote. Runners on first and third, one out. Here's Jesse Gander. Jesse hitting 342 is riding a five-game hit streak. Bill White holding against Eddie Cranepool at first. Ken Boyer playing even with the bag, wide of the line at third. Gander standing deep in the batter's box. Back foot right on the restraining line. Breeze is blowing in against the left-hand hitters, blowing from right, more or less across toward left. Foul ball back into the screen, no play. The number five hitter in the order is Charlie Smith. Charlie waiting on deck, and then Ron Swoboda. Now the runners take a short lead. And the pitch by Washburn, a high fly hit deep to center. Back goes Flood. He's getting under it. Makes the catch in deep center field. Lewis tags and comes down the line to score after the catch is made. Sacrifice fly and a run batted in for Jesse Gander. Jesse's sixth RBI. Big center field area in this ballpark in St. Louis. And Kurt Flood ramble back at least 400 feet from home plate to haul in that long drive by Gander. Now there are two away. Eddie Cranepool on first, and the hitter is Charlie Smith. Too high. Bob Uecker had to straighten up to hurry that time to handle a high fastball thrown by Washburn. Red Sandys has been catching Bob Uecker against southpaw pitching and Tim McCarver against the right-hander. Now Washburn up in pitching position. Delivers to the plate, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Throw to first, not in time. One thing new in the Cardinal lineup is Phil Gagliano playing in right field. When the Cardinals were in Shea Stadium in the last homestand, Gagliano was the second baseman. But Julian Javier has recovered, ready to go at second. Mike Shannon had not been hitting in the outfield. Gagliano had been hitting, and so Red Shandines has moved him to right field. This is his second ball game in the outfield. Pitch over at the letters for a call strike. 1-2 on Charlie Smith. It was Gagliano who collided with Ron Hunt in the series at Shea Stadium that caused the shoulder separation for Ron, and he'll be out of action probably until around the 1st of August. The 1-2 delivery, a high pop-up down the left field line. Lou Brock is coming in toward the line. He's across the line and makes the catch in foul territory. One run, one hit, one error. The run will be unearned and one man left on. And the score in the middle of the first inning, the New York Mets 1 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Say, if you've been wondering what Swedish Americans sing after the smorgasbord, listen to this.
Turalleri is a song that Swedish Americans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Helan Gore is a traditional Swedish drinking song. And often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Swedes than in all of Husqvarna, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Swedish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
St. Louis in the home first inning will have Julian Javier, Lou Brock, and Kurt Flood hitting against Al Jackson. Javier is hitting 260. The Cardinals with a dream infield of Bill White, Julian Javier, Dick Groote, and Captain Ken Boyer. Young Phil Gagliano has been trying to break into that infield when Javier was hurt and he got a chance to play. He did so well hitting. When Javier was ready to go again, Red Shandy's had to find a spot for him. Shannon had not been hitting, and so now Gagliano is an outfielder for the time being. Pitch thrown by Al Jackson as a strike to Javier on the outside corner. Little Al has a lifetime record against St. Louis of 6 wins and 5 losses. Twice, he has beaten Bob Gibson 1-0. Now the windup pitch to Javier. A ground ball hit to short. Taken on an ankle high hop by Roy McMillan. The peg to first, and Javier is out by a couple of strides. One out and nobody on. Lou Brock coming up. Brock hitting 321. Brock has stolen 17 bases this year. Last year, he stole 43. He will be contesting Maury Wills for the National League lead. Maury of the Dodgers is out in front. Wills has stolen 21. The windup of the pitch to Brock, a fastball of strike on the inside corner. Mickey Vernon on the coaching lines at first for the world champions. And Joe Schultz, returning from a 2-day suspension, is on the lines at third. The outfield around toward right. The pitch by Jackson is fouled back toward the crowd. No play. Real good turnout for this Friday night game in St. Louis. Three-game series, a night game tomorrow night, a single day game Sunday afternoon. Monday night, the Mets have a twilight night doubleheader, their first of that type this year. It'll be in Philadelphia. They will wind up the 9-game road trip with a single night game Tuesday night in Philly. Fouled again, back into the crowd, no play. Lewis and the Mets had a real good two-game series in New York. The Mets winning 2-1, Jack Fisher besting Curt Simmons. St. Louis came from behind to beat Warren Spahn 4-3. Foul ball hit down the left field line. He jammed him with the pitch, and the count remains strike two. Among the Missourians who are members of the Mets team, young Jim Bethke, the 18-year-old rookie pitcher. Now the two-strike count, low and inside, one ball and two strikes. Jim's mother is here from Kansas City, Missouri, as well as Jim's two sisters. He saw his other sister in Milwaukee. He has an older sister who is a school teacher in Milwaukee, and they had a nice visit. Now Jackson winds to 1-2 delivery, a ground ball on the right side of the diamond. Bobby Clouse up with it, plays to Crane Bull in time, and Brock is out. Two outs, nobody on. That brings up Kurt Flood. Flood off to a surprising year power-wise. He has hit 6 home runs, and he leads the ball club and runs batted in with 23. The Cardinal center fielder hitting 317. Way inside is ball one. Last year, in the full season, Flood hit 5 home runs. This year, he has already hit 6. Ground ball hammered down to first, handled by Cranepool. Eddie takes it himself, and the Cardinals are out, 1-2-3, on 3 ground balls by the top of the batting order. Pointing out that Al Jackson had his real good sinking fastball going here in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of one, the Mets won, and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Mets will open their next homestand next Wednesday night in Shea Stadium against Chicago. This afternoon, the Chicago Cubs beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-3. Cubs have just taken a series from the San Francisco Giants. The Cubs right now are playing 500 balls, 17 wins and 17 losses, 6 games out of first place. They have been going real well on the slugging of Ernie Banks and Ron Sano and Billy Williams. Tickets are on sale for the Cubs series starting next Wednesday night, as well as all future remaining home games. The advance sale window in Shea Stadium, 7 days a week. In Midtown Manhattan, tickets are on sale for Mets home games in the Long Island Railroad waiting room at Penn Station. At Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. At Macy's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center on Huntington, Long Island during the regular store hours. Reservations can be made for box and reserve seats for all home games at all the Howard Close stores in the greater New York area. An instant reservation service at all Chow's restaurants and Calico kitchens in the greater New York area. Ron Swoboda leads off against Ray Washburn as we move now into the second inning. The Mets leading the Cardinals 1-0. Ron hitting 299 with 9 homers and 22 RBIs. Breaking ball, a strike on the outside corner. So Ron has hit more home runs than any player in uniform in the ballpark tonight. He's won only one RBI behind the Cardinal leader, Kurt Flood. Washburn winds and pitches. A high fly ball to right field. Out goes Bill White. Coming in is the right fielder, Gagliano. Gagliano makes the catch in short right near the line. One away and nobody on. Now Jim Hickman coming up. Jim has looked a lot better hitting on this road trip than he had at any time during the early part of the season. Bill Casey has inserted Jim in left field, and Joe Christopher is being given a rest. Something new for the Mets tonight, and Casey has been talking about it for quite a while, is moving Johnny Lewis to center field. Breaking ball outside, it's one ball and no strikes. As a general rule of thumb, you like to have your best outfielder in center field. You also like to have your best arm in right field, and Johnny Lewis has both of those qualities. He has a great arm, and he's a good outfielder. Slow grounder bounced to shortstop by Hickman. Goat grabs and throws in time. But here in St. Louis in particular, where you have such a short right field, the right fielder has a limited area to play in, and so Casey's taking advantage of the way the ballpark is constructed, is playing Ron Swoboda in right and moving Johnny Lewis to center. Bobby Clough sitting against Ray Washburn. It's low and outside, ball one. The Mets got a run in the top of the first inning. Roy McMillan led off with a base hit. He was forced. Johnny Lewis raced from first to third with a ground shot hit by Cranepool. Got through Dick Groats. Breaking ball outside and low. Two balls and no strikes. And Jesse Gonder's 400-foot fly to center field scored Johnny Lewis. Johnny Lewis, by the way, has now scored 21 runs. Breaking ball gets the outside corner to Bobby Clough. Two balls and a strike. In Cincinnati tonight, the Phillies knocked out Jim O'Toole in the first inning. They scored two runs. Duffalo came in. Art Mahaffey pitching for the Phillies tonight in Cincinnati. Now Washburn delivers 2-1, a ground ball past the mound towards second. Handled by Huey and Javier. The peg to White is in hand to get Bobby Clough and the side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. The Mets go out 1-2-3. And the score at the end of an inning and a half. The New York Mets 1, the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. While we're waiting for Ken Boyer to lead off the home second, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from St. Louis. Last of the second. Mets one and the Cardinals nothing, and Captain Ken Boyer is the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals. Boyer hitting 274 with 17 runs batted in. Al Jackson delivers. Sinker low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Eddie Cranepool at first. Bobby Clough playing second. Roy McMillan at short. Charlie Smith at third. Jim Hickman in left. Johnny Lewis playing center. And around and right, Ron Swoboda. Ground ball hit down to third. Backhand play, foul ball. Charlie Smith making the backhand play, but he was just over the line in foul territory. Pittsburgh moving into Milwaukee tonight for a weekend series. At the end of two innings, the Pirates nothing, the Braves nothing. Vernon Law for the Bucks, Denny LeMaster pitching for the Milwaukee Braves. Now Jackson over the head. Delivers a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes on Ken Boyer. Here are the warm-ups in the Astrodome in Houston. For the Giants, it will be Juan Marichal. For the Houston Astros, Don Nottebohr. This afternoon, the Cubs beat the Dodgers, and Don Drysdale 4-3. The 1-2 pitch. Foul ball, just got a piece of it. Back toward the screen, no play. Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians are tied 5-5 at the end of six innings in Cleveland. Yankees got three in the fifth inning off McCormick. They lead Washington 4-1 at the end of five in the stadium. Bulldog Jim Bowden pitching for the Yankees. Foul tip into the dirt right by home plate. Dick McAuliffe homered off Nolte Pappas in Detroit in the first inning. The Tigers lead the Orioles 1-0 after an inning and a half. Kansas City plays at Minnesota, and the White Sox will be on the West Coast playing the Angels. Line drive hit hard. A base hit to right center by Jim Boyer. Ron Swoboda up with the ball, plays it back in to Bobby Clough, and the Cardinals have their first hit. Mets were using virtually a shift around the left against Boyer, and Kenny flashed one on the right side of the infield into right center for a base hit. And the sick Cardinal crowd tonight really has the spirit of things. They knew the joys of a National League pennant and a World Series championship last fall. Dick Groot is the batter. Dick batting 238, has 15 runs batted in. Pitch by Jackson. The runner goes on a hit-and-run play. It's fouled off. So there is Dick Groot, one of the truly great hit-and-run men in the history of the game. That time he all literally had to throw his bat at the pitch to protect the runner, and he managed to hit the ball and foul it off his bat, wound up out by the pitching mound. After 11 years in the National League, has a lifetime average of .293. He is quite a hit maker and quite a hit and run man. Now Jackson bluffs a throw, chasing Boyer back to the base. Year before last, Dick had over 200 hits. Last year, 186. Slow ground ball hit down to third. Charged by Jackson, he boots it. Everybody's safe. Field hit for Dick Groat. And now Jackson is in a jam. Groat topped a slow roller down the third baseline. A little bit of a mix-up between Jackson and Charlie Smith. Looked like Al took his eye off the ball at the last moment. It broke off his glove. However, it was hit so slow that had he fielded the ball clean, had not very seriously, he could have thrown Groat out, and so did the scorer, and it goes to the base hit. St. Louis, runners on first and second. Nobody out, and the dangerous Bill White is hitting. White hitting .291 with five home runs, 19 runs batted in. Mets have to guard against the possibility of a bunt. Pitch by Jackson, slider outside, one ball and no strike. Mets deep in the outfield, around to right against Bill White. Bill has had a much better start this year than he did a year ago. Jackson up in the set position. Delivers to White. A line drive, a hit to right field. Taken on a hop by Ron Swoboda. Rounding third and being held up. A Boyer played a third. He gets back. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Base is loaded. Nobody out. Hard line drive into right field. It was hit so hard. Boyer could not score from second base. He took a wide turn coming around third before Joe Schultz could stop him. Eddie Cranesville fired to third, but Boyer got back in time. Now Phil Gagliano, the right fielder, is the hitter. Gagliano is hitting .305. Mets lead 1-0, but the Redbirds have the bases loaded, nobody out. Mets in the infield are looking for the double play. The outfield is dragged toward left. Pitch to Gagliano. Foul ball, back to our broadcast. Lose no play. Cardinal broadcaster Jack Buck using that big net. Reached out of the booth to snag that one. They have a great big fishing net that they use to catch the foul balls with. Or perhaps it would be more like the type of net you'd use to catch the butterflies with. Gagliano bends to the waist. The pitch by Jackson. Hit foul down the third baseline. He ripped it. So Gagliano has really been coming into his own. He had a big spring. Hit his way right onto the Cardinal ball club. He's about 2 months younger than Tim McCarver. They played on the same high school team in Memphis, Tennessee. Gagliano played in the minor leagues under coach Joe Schultz. Jackson with a two-strike count on Gagliano. Swings out of his windup. Here's the pitch. A ground smash to short. McMillan doubles it. Goes to second one. On the first. Not in time. A run scores. The game is tied up. Let's have the double play going that time, but Roy McMillan juggled a grounder hit at him. He recovered in time to make the force play on Bill White, but lost the chance for the double play. No error on the play. You cannot assume the double play. Give Gagliano a run batted in, it ties up the ball game. The Cardinals have runners on first and third, one out, and the batter is Bob Uecker, the catcher. RBI for Gagliano is 14. Once again, the infield set up looking for two with Euchre, a big strapping right-hand batter up. Swing and a miss, strike one. One run in, runners on first and third. The ball game tied 1-1, last half of the second inning. Jackson taking a moment now to relax himself. Ray Washburn is the on-deck batter. Jackson checks the runners and throws to Cranepool, chasing Gagliano back to first base. Now the little left-hander is up into pitching position. Delivers to Euchre, a swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch, strike two. Jesse Gunter crossed behind the plate. Jackson looking in now for his sign. He's trying to work out of this. St. Louis had the bases loaded, nobody out. Now they have one run in, runners at the corners. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Jackson on three pitches, fans, Bob Euchre. Now there are two away, and Washburn, the Cardinal pitcher, is coming up. He's had only three times at bat this year. Runner on third is Dick Groat. Joel Gagliano is on first, two men down. It's on the outside corner, strike one. Now Bobby Klaus calls Sam, and Bobby wants to talk to Jackson about something. Washburn, a big fellow. He stands 6'2", weighs 200 pounds, out of Pasco, Washington. Down comes the pitch to him. A ground ball hits low down to third. Foul ball. Taken by Charlie Smith in foul territory. Groat coming down the line. Now sees the foul sign given by Shag Crawford, the plate umpire, and turns and goes back. So Al Jackson has a two-strike count on Washburn. Shag Crawford umpiring behind the plate. Shag is the crew chief of this team. Tony Vinson is at first. Al Foreman calling the plays at second. Doug Harvey is the third base umpire. Two-strike delivery. Just missed the outside corner. Mets thought they had him struck out. Game tied 1-1. The 1-2 delivery, a foul tip. Just barely got a piece of it into the dirt by home plate. So it remains a one ball and two strikes on Ray Washburn. We'll have a rematch tomorrow night between Jack Fisher and Curt Simmons. At Shea Stadium, Jack pitched a five-hitter as the Mets beat Curt Simmons and the Cardinals 2-1. The 1-2 delivery. Line drive hammers to right. Swoboda is there, makes the catch. Wicked line drive to right field, but right at Ron Swoboda. Ron moved in about two steps and made the grab for the out. It was really tagged. Bad retired in the last of the second. St. Louis, one run, three hits, no errors, two left. At the end of two innings to score, the Mets won and the Cardinals won. Next Wednesday night, Ernie Banks, Ron Sano, Billy Williams, George Altman, and the Chicago Cubs will be coming into Shea Stadium to open a two-game series that inaugurates the next homestand. The Cubs series will be Wednesday night and Thursday afternoon. And Harry Walker's Pittsburgh Pirates with Roberto Clemente will be coming in for a weekend series. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, a Ladies' Day game, and Sunday, a big doubleheader. Saturday night, July 3rd, by the way, will be Kiwanis Club night at Shea Stadium. There will be special festivities before the Cardinals-Mets game that night, celebrating the golden anniversary of the Kiwanis Club. So mark that down on your sports calendar. It'll be a very enjoyable night in Big Shea. Saturday night, July 3rd, Kiwanis Club night with the Mets entertaining the St. Louis Cardinals. Al Jackson working himself out of a jam. The Cardinals had the bases loaded, nobody out. Actually, Al could have been out of the inning without being scored on. The sure-handed Roy McMillan juggled a grounder just for a fraction of a second, which cost him a chance for a double play. He got a force play. Jackson struck out the next hitter, which would have taken him to the dugout unscathed. As it is, the game goes to the third inning, tied up 1-1, and to follow the action, let's get together with Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob, and hi to everyone. Al Jackson, the leadoff against Ray Washburn. Al batting for the first time in the game.
Looking back on the inning, Ralph, I said that he would have escaped unscathed. The run would have scored on the double play, so it had no bearing on it.
Okay, Bob. First pitch by Washburn to Jackson. Sort of check swing for strike one. Al has two hits and 11 times up for 182 average. He'll be followed by Roy McMillan, then Johnny Lewis. Washburn has given up one hit and allowed one run. Worked the second inning, 1-2-3. His pitch back to Jackson, a fastball high. One ball, one strike. In the first, Roy McMillan singled through the middle for the first hit of the ball game. He was forced at second base when Johnny Lewis grounded down to first base. Ed Cranepool then on the hit and run play hit a ground ball that was missed by the shortstop. A deep drive to left field. Lou Brock misjudges it, turns around, goes back and makes the catch. Lou Brock coming in, then going back and making a spinning catch in left field back by the warning track for the out. One away, and it brings up Roy McMillan. On the hit and run play, Ed Cranepool was safe at first base, and Johnny Lewis moved over to third when Dick Grote didn't handle the ball for an error. Then Jesse Garner hit a deep fly to center field for the Mets' run. Cardinals added up on three singles in the second, and the score now at 1-1. First pitch to McMillan. Hit off the handle, looped into left field, a base hit. Lou Brock charging over by the line. Takes it on one hop and holds McMillan at first. So Roy, who has been hitting well lately, bringing his average up to an average of 243 at the start of the ball game, now has 2-for-2, and the Mets have their second base hit of the game. And with one away, the batter is Johnny Lewis. Johnny 0-for-1, batting at 280. Drop of 3 points off his starting average at 283. Left-hand batter. And the first pitch is swung on and fouled back on the screen. One strike as Ray Washburn comes in with the fastball. Johnny acquired from the St. Louis Cardinals. In fact, he was the starting right fielder for the Cardinals last year. Now Washburn sets again. And the pitch. Hit off the handle down to second. A chance for two. Over to the shortstop covering the second. On the first base for 9 times. So the Cardinals pick up the lead runner on a forced play at second base. Javier to Dick Grote. The throw to first base not in time by about a half a stride. Now with two out, the batter is Ed Cranepool. We think a lot of Rheingold drinkers are going to be happy with our new Chug-A-Mug package of 6 12-ounce mugs now selling at a special price. No opener needed. Just pull the tab and drink your Rheingold extra dry right from the mug. Two away as Ed Cranepool steps in. A 1-1 ball game. Ed is 0-for-1. His average now 353. And the first pitch bounced high off the plate, down toward first base. Bill White waiting, crosses to the pitcher covering, and he is out. Cranepool stumbling over Washburn as he moved on by the bag. But Ed is all right as he stayed on his feet, and the play made it first base. That was a high chopper off the plate. Bill White had to wait for it to come down. When he did, he shoveled the ball over to Washburn covering at first base for the play to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings, the Mets won, the Cardinals won. It's teenage night here at the ballpark in St. Louis, a big crowd in hand. It's almost filled to capacity as the Mets take on the St. Louis Cardinals, the world champions of 1964. It's a tie ball game, 1-1. Al Jackson doing Ray Washburn, and the first man that Al will pitch to here in the bottom half of the third will be the second baseman, Julian Javier. And the first pitch to Javier is swung on, strike one. Julian, the leadoff batter, batting for the second time. He grounded out the short his first time up. His average is 256. It'll be Javier, Lou Brock, and Kurt Flood. Three speedy men for Al Jackson. Al has given up one run and three hits. They all came in the second. And the pitch back to the plate, a changeup inside. So Jackson misses inside with a change of pace that counted one ball and one strike. Beautiful night for baseball, temperature at 80 degrees at game time. First of a three-game series tomorrow night. Mets will be playing at 7:55 New York time. Pitch back, a curveball, a weak swing for strike two. Jackson fooling Javier completely. Counted one ball and two strikes. In tomorrow night's game, Kurt Simmons is scheduled for the Cardinals and Jack Fisher for the Mets. Jack has won three straight for the Mets, and tomorrow night, if he could win it, he could tie the all-time high for a Met pitcher in consecutive victories at four. Larry Benard holds that record. One ball, two strikes. Jackson, a long look at the signs from his catcher, Jesse Gonder. And now Javier steps out of the batter's box. Javier back in, Jackson set to go. And his return to work is a changeup inside and low. It's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Javier has good power for a small-type fella. He's tall but very thin. He has no home runs this year, five runs batted in. Javier, 6'1", weighs about 170 pounds. Last year, he hit 12 home runs. Pitch back to him is inside. So Jackson now has gone all the way. Three balls and two strikes. Javier, the leadoff man here in the bottom half of the third. Four tied, 1-1. Now Jackson into the windup, his 3-2 delivery. It is hit foul. Ball bouncing by Joe Schultz, the third base coach, going out to the Cardinal bullpen. Bullpens are located down the line about three-quarters of the way to the outfield fence. Cardinals on the left field side, the Mets on the right. Dugouts located the same way, long dugouts. This will be about 70 feet long. Now Jackson again at 3-2. And the pitch is lined to left. Jim Hickman moving over, takes it on one hop, and Javier holds it first. Line drive to left field. Hickman moves to his right to get in front of it. Stopped it from going on through, and the Cardinals now have the tie-breaking run at first base with no one away, and the batter coming up is Lou Brock. Jackson has been hit hard in this game. In the second inning, Ken Boyer lined to right. Dick Rhodes beat out a slow roller to third, but then Bill White lined to right field. Bill Gagliano hit a hard ground ball to short, which was turned into a double play, and then Ray Washburn lined out the right field for the end of the inning. Throw to first base, Javier back. And now a hard line drive to left field. Javier, a fast man at first. Jackson looks, moves off the pitching rubber, takes the throw to first, but does not throw. Lou Brock, a left-hand batter, grounded out to second base his first time up. He's batting 319. He takes inside, and it's ball one. Brock scoring around his loaded bunt. Charlie Smith at third base for the Mets, charging right on top of the play. Charlie's no more than about 70 feet away right now. Against Javier and Brock, you have to be fast because they are fast. Now Jackson sets again. And his pitch to the plate swung on and missed. It's strike one. Lou Brock going for a pitch out of the strike zone. The count now at one ball and one strike. Lou trying to hit the ball by Charlie Smith at third. Missed it completely. Tough play for a third baseman in this spot. No one's quite sure about the bunt. 1-1 ball game. Jackson again off the pitching rubber and again faking the throw to first. Javier with about a three-step lead. He's being held there by Eddie Grainville. The score 1-1. So he's an important run. Now he has about a five-step lead. Brock bunts out towards first base. It's a good punt. If it stays there, it rolls foul. And Al Jackson letting the ball roll foul as the bunt was a perfect bunt. Just at the last minute, about halfway down between home and first base, the ball kicked off to the right and went in foul territory. Javier was moving all the way to third. Jackson faking the throw as though to throw to third base. There was no one there. And Al knew all the time that the ball was foul. He was just going along with the play. So Javier, after going to third, walking back to first base, and Lou Brock now back in the batter's box. Counted one ball and two strikes. Brock off to a tremendous start for the Cardinals. He was the big man that put them in the World Series last year after he was acquired from the Cubs. He's batting at 315. Make it 319. He takes high. Count now two balls and two strikes. And he has 17 stolen bases. That does not lead the Major League. Maury Wills has 21. But it's going to be a battle all the way to see who leads the National League in stolen bases this year. For one time, Maury Wills has some tough competition. To throw to first base and back goes Julian Javier. Two balls, two strikes. No one out. And the pitch by Jackson is outside, ball three. So now we'll see some action. The count at 3-2. 3-2, Lou Brock the batter. Julian Javier at first base, and he can run. Javier was the leader in stolen bases for the Cardinals before Lou Brock came around. And the pitch with a runner going bounces to second. The play will have to go to first base. It goes there. Bobby Klaus to Ed Greenbull as Javier moves on down to second as the runner was moving. So the Mets pick up their first out, and we'll pause now for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network. Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from St. Louis. 1-1 game. The Cardinals with a tie-breaking run at second base with one away and the batter's Kurt Flood. Kurt is 0-for-1, right-hand batter, and the first pitch by Jackson is way outside. A good backhand play by Gunder. Ball one. Flood batting 315. He has six home runs this year and 23 runs batted in. He leads the club in home runs. Last year, he hit a total of five for the year. Flood also leads the club in runs batted in. Pitch back to him is fouled off to the right side on the ground at strike one. Ball, one strike count with one away in the bottom half of the third. Score tied 1-1. Cardinals batting against the New York Mets. And now Jackson spinning around, and again Javier does not draw a throw. Jackson trying to keep him alive at second base, trying to hold him as close as possible. Now the 1-1 pitch. Change up high and it's ball two. Two balls, one strike. Pace of the game slowing down now. The Cardinals have picked up their side of the offensive mark. They had one run and three hits in the second after going down 1-2-3 in the first. Have a man on at second base with one out here in the bottom half of the third. Now the 2-1 delivery. Curveball doesn't quite move in far enough, and it's ball three. Three balls, one strike, and the on-deck batter is Ken Boyer. Bo Jackson in a jam right now at 3-1, pitching to Kurt Flood. Big part of the batting order behind him. He'll have to face them, too. Now at 3-1. The pitch is ball four, and that puts Kurt Flood at first base, along with Javier, who's at second, and it brings up Ken Boyer. First walk given up by Jackson. And Boyer, a right-hand batter, steps in. Ken singled to right field for the first hit off Jackson in the second. Later on, scored when Phil Gagliano hit into a fourth play. Boyer batting 274. He has three home runs, 17 runs batted in. Boyer lined his single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Infield set for the double play. And the first pitch to Boyer. Grounded to short. It could be two. Over to second in time. On to first base. A double play. And Jackson works out of trouble. 6-4-3 double play to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, a walk, erased by the double play, and one man left in the score. At the end of three, the Mets won, the St. Louis Cardinals won. Say, there's a lot more to beer drinking than meets the eye. You'd be surprised at what strong feelings people have about what they drink their beer out of. Some people like to drink beer from a can, and some from a bottle. And there are those who won't drink it anyway, but from a glass. We think a lot of Rheingold drinkers are going to be happy with our new Chug-A-Mug. Chug-A-Mug is a wide-mouth glass mug that holds 12 ounces of Rheingold Extra Dry. And it even feels right when you pick it up. A little cold brown mug has the shape and weight and gurgle of a good, thirst-quenching drink of beer. And, of course, that's what you get, because there's Rheingold inside. You don't need an opener, either. You just pull the tab, and the top comes off with a hiss that sounds like the good Rheingold flavor. We're selling our Chug-A-Mug package of 6 12-ounce mugs at a special price now, and we hope you'll try it. Drink the beer that's number one in New York City, and drink it from our little drink-shaped Rheingold Chug-A-Mug. We think you'll agree that we must be doing something right. It's the top of the fourth inning. A 1-1 pitch is due between Ray Washburn and Al Jackson. Now the Mets will try out Washburn for the fourth time. Ray has given up one run, allowed two hits. Both hits going to Roy McMillan. First man that he'll be facing will be Jesse Gonder, who drove in the one Mets run with a deep fly to center field. Johnny Lewis was on third base at the time. It gave the Mets the early lead at 1-0, but the Cardinals sat it up with a run in the bottom half of the second. And the first pitch to Gonder, a left-hand batter, is high, ball one. Jesse batting at 342. He has a five-game streak. Has hit two home runs, driven in five. And the pitch back to him, a let-up outside. So the count now, two balls and no strikes. After Jesse Gonder, the batter will be Charlie Smith, followed by Ron Swoboda. Mets having their fourth, fifth, and sixth batters against Ray Washburn. And now the right-hander back again. And he misses high and away, ball three. So Washburn at 3-0 to Jesse Gonder. Ray has not walked a batter so far or struck one out. Picking up most of his outs on the ground. And the 3-0 delivery, it's in there for strike one. Fastball through in the inside part of the plate. Washburn wearing number 44. Mets have never defeated him. He has won six and lost none. 3-1 this year. All the wins coming against the Pirates. 3-1 pitch. Hit to deep center field. Right there is Kurt Flood. Now moving back. He's in front of it and makes the catch. Line drive to deep center field, but Kurt Flood playing right there hauled it in. So Gonder out hard in the air, and it brings up Charlie Smith. Charlie fouled out his first time up. He's batting 244. Had his eight-game hitting streak stopped by Wade Blasingame last night when Blasingame pitched a one-hitter against the Mets. Roy McMillan also had an eight-game streak stopped by Blasingame. First pitch to Charlie Smith, a fastball high. One ball, no strikes. Charlie up to 244. Three home runs, 11 runs batted in. Score of this game, 1-1. And the next pitch high, so it's ball two. Cardinals one run and four hits. Mets one run and two hits. One out in the top of the fourth inning. Two-oh delivery. Hit deep to left field. High in the air. Going back as Flood is going, 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 and it is gone. Charlie Smith, who hit more home runs here in Busch Stadium than any other player but Willie Mays last year. He had five, picking up his first home run here this year. That's his fourth this season. The Mets have taken the lead, 2-1. That was a high fly ball to left field, carried out by the wind, dropping about five rows in back of the 358 mark in left field. 2-1 now in favor of the Mets. The batter's Ron Swoboda. And the first pitch to the right-hand batter. Outside, it's ball one. Charlie's three previous home runs coming against the Cincinnati Reds Joe Nuxall, Roger Craig, and John Satouris, the contributors. Pitch back to the plate. A slider swung on a miss. One ball, one strike. Sobota flied out to right field his first time up. He's batting 295. He leads the club in home runs with 9 and runs batted in with 22. And Washburn at 1-1. And a ground ball through the infield on the right side. And Ron Sobota has kept his consecutive game streak alive. Ron now has hit in 7 consecutive games. The Mets have even up the hit total at 4 apiece now. They lead 2-1. It brings up Jim Hickman. Jim grounded out this short his first time up, batting at 100, 5 hits and 50 times up. He's been hitting the ball much better of late. Pitch to him is taken on the outside corner. Breaking pitch, strike one. One strike count on Jim Hickman. And the next pitch taken low as the runner goes. The throw down to second base is in time. He is out. Bob Buecher throwing to Javier for the out, and Ron Sobota throwing out. Hickman taking the pitch for ball one. The count now at 1-1. So with a base runner off the bases, Ray Washburn will have a chance to wind up now against Jim. And the 1-1 delivery. Bounced right through the middle. Over back of second base is Javier to grab it. He throws to first base and that retires the side. In the inning, the Mets take the lead by scoring a run on one hit. A home run by Charlie Smith. Make it 2 hits in the inning. There were no errors and no one left on. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings, the Mets 2, the Cardinals 1. Now it's time for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records.
Tonight's story could be called a batter's nightmare. When Frank Chance was playing for Chicago, he reached base 5 times in one game. But Frank wasn't doing the hitting. He was hit with 5 pitch balls. Ouch. Now let's turn to a more pleasant subject and talk about Viceroy. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. You know why? Because Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter. And not too light like some others. You know the kind. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But when you light up a Viceroy, you get the filter cigarette that's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right, not too strong and not too light, the taste that's right.
Last half of the fourth inning here in St. Louis, a good ball game going, the opener of a 3-game series. Remember, the game tomorrow night now gets underway an hour earlier than tonight. So we'll be on the air from St. Louis tomorrow night at 7:55 p.m. The Sunday game will be on at 2:25 p.m. New York time. Ralph?
Okay, Bob, the first man up against Al Jackson, as Al has the lead now, 2-1, will be Dick Gross. Dick, a right-hand batter. And the first pitch is in for a call strike. Jackson picking up the outside corner, strike one. Gross batting 244, no home runs, and 15 runs batted in. He chopped a springing bunt down to the third base side his first time up and was safe. Picked up a base hit. 1-4 given up by Jackson. He takes low. Breaking pitch. One ball, one strike. Al has given up one run, allowed 4 hits. He has struck out 1 and walked 1. Looking for his third victory, he's lost 4. This is his 6th start. Now the 1-1 delivery. Into center field, a base hit. Dick Gross holding at first base is Johnny Lewis. The center fielder throws it on in. Bill Gross, 2-for-2. And the tying run at first base with no one out and Bill White coming up. Bill lined the single to right field with a runner on second base.
first time up. Dick Rhode was there, and he couldn't move any further than third as the ball was hit that hard. Now the pitch to White. Outside, a good planter by Gunder. It's ball one. Charlie Smith at third base for New York, looking for a possible bunt. And Bill White now looking for the signs from Joel Schultz, the third base coach. Rainpool playing behind the runner at first. Mets trying to defend the 2-1 lead. And the next pitch to White. Taken low and outside. Two balls, no strike. White is batting .284 with five home runs and 19 runs batted in. He has missed some action because of a badly bruised hip. He was off to a slow start last year, then finished in a blaze of glory, although he didn't have too good of a World Series against the Yankees. He carried the ball club down the stretch when they won the pennant. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Jackson getting his first strike. Breaking pitch down and away. The count of two balls, one strike. Still a left-hand batter. Being played as a full hitter by the New York Mets. He can get in some mighty hot streaks. Broke into the major leagues with a home run. Now the 2-1 delivery, right through the middle, a base hit. Coming in fast is Johnny Lewis. Lewis going to try. Here comes a throw. It's a good one. He is out. Yes, sir. A fine throw by Johnny Lewis. And Dick Rhode is out trying to go to third. Moving to second base on the play, Bill White. So Johnny Lewis playing in center field for the first time, turning in a fine defensive play, picking up his fifth assist. On the play, Bill White going down to second base. And the batter coming up is Phil Gagliano. Al Jackson has been hit hard in this ballgame. He has given up a total now of six base hits through the first 3 1/3 innings. That was a perfect strike. He couldn't have thrown it any more perfectly. One hop right in to Charlie Smith at third. Now the pitch to Gagliano. Curveball low. It's ball one. Gagliano hit into a force play his first time up. A hard smash down to short. Almost got through Roy McMillan. 1-0 pitch back to Gagliano. Swung on and missed. Count now at one ball, one strike. Gagliano batting an even 300. Mike Shannon, the regular right fielder, batting 107. He was benched, and Gagliano, who normally plays the infield, was put out in right field. Other outfielder, Bob Skinner, hitting 176. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Hit hard to short. Coming over McMillan to dig it up. He throws over to first base for the out and holding their second, Bill White. Roy McMillan to his right to get in front of the play, then completing the throw to Ed Rainpool. Now two away, and it brings up the catcher, Bob Uecker. Uecker was struck out his first time up. He's batting 185. Jackson got him with a high fastball. Only strikeout that Al has in the game. Holds the club record for strikeouts in one game, 11. That was against the Phillies this year. His first pitch a curve at strike one. Al has been sort of a off and on again pitcher this year. He's either been extremely good or the reverse of that. Right here tonight, he is working hard trying to protect a 2-1 lead. He comes back with a changeup. It's swung on and missed. Strike two. One of the greatest games that Al has ever pitched was right here, which Bob told you about. 1-0 victory with a chip down against Bob Gibson on Friday night, the last Friday night of the 1964 season. The Cardinals were fighting for the pennant. They had to go until the last day to win it. Mets winning the second game of that three-game series, too. There's a two-strike delivery. Inside, a fastball moves him back. One ball, two strikes. Mets two runs, four hits. The Cardinals batting now with one run and six base hits. They have the tying run at second base. Bill White is there. Two men out. And the pitch back to the plate. A change up that's inside. Joe Jackson with a count of two balls and two strikes. On deck batter, Ray Washburn, the pitcher. Jesse Gonder sending the signs out too, Little Al. And now the 2-2 delivery. Curve ball low, it's ball three. And Jackson has gone all the way down the line to 3-2. Here's the pitcher coming up next with first base open. He got Washburn to end the inning in the second. But runners at first and third. He lined out a vicious line drive to right. So Al hasn't got any easy pickings with the pitcher coming up next. Right here, though, it's 3-2 on Bob Uecker. And the pitch. Line to left foul. Ball going down the left field line into the stand. So the count holds at three balls and two strikes. Big crowd on hand here at the St. Louis ballpark. And Jackson now with the sign. Again, the 3-2 pitch. It's lined to center field, a base hit. Bill White will score the tying run. Here comes the throw, but it's going to be too late. Ball gets away from Gonder, but Uecker stays at first. So Bob Uecker on a 3-2 pitch. Coming up with a base hit through the middle in the center field. And Bill White scoring, tied up the ball game at 2-2. With the third hit in the inning. And they now have seven for a total in the ballgame. The batter is the pitcher Ray Washburn, right-hand batter, and the first pitch to him is swung on, fouled back against the screen, strike one. Washburn is 0 for 4 this year, but he is a good hitting pitcher. Can't hold him short. That throw by Johnny Lewis, throwing out Dick Groats at third base, appearing all the more important now. It saved a run. Pitch back is way inside. Washburn has to move away. One ball, one strike. Johnny didn't have much of a shot at Bill White because with two men away, the ball hit through the middle. White, a very fast man, was off and running. The throw came up the line a little bit. Jesse Gonder moving up to get it, let it get away from him, but it didn't roll far enough for Uecker to go on down to second. Pitch is hit deep to left field. Jim Hickman with a good jump. He's back there and he makes the catch. Fine shot to left field as Hickman hauled it in right by the warning track to retire the side. So Washburn now has lined out twice, both times hitting the ball viciously. In the inning, the Cardinals tied up by scoring a run on three hits, no errors. One man left, and the score at the end of four, the Mets 2, the Cardinals 2. And now, once more, here's Bob Murphy.
Well, as the Mets arrived in St. Louis this evening, one of the first and foremost questions being asked by the St. Louis Cardinals was, how about this young Ryan Swoboda, the Mets' slugging sensational first-year outfielder from Baltimore, who has gotten off to such a great start. Ryan, just 20 years old, with only 1 year in pro ball behind him, has hit 9 home runs and now 22 runs in. You can find out all about first-year man Ryan Swoboda, as well as all of the other first-year players, and all the complete details and pictures of all the players of the New York Mets. Get the 1965 New York Mets yearbook, which is now on sale at Shea Stadium, and also may be purchased by mail. You'll find a special section on Yogi Berra and Warren Spahn, and as a special extra, a full squad picture on the back cover suitable for framing. To get the new 1965 Mets yearbook, send in 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. To repeat, that's Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Buddy Klaus will be up against Ray Washburn in the fifth inning. The game tied again. It's down 2-2. Bobby 0 for 1. Bounced out to Julian Javier, his only time at bat. Wes Westrum and Don Hefner on the coaching lines. Here's the pitch by Washburn. A high fly ball to right center field. Coming over is Kurt Flood, the center fielder. And in the alley in right center, he has it for the out. One away, nobody on. Al Jackson coming up for the second time. Al hit the ball hard and fly deep to left field his first time up. Philadelphia 3, Cincinnati 1 after 3.5. Art Mahaffey for the Phillies. Jim Duffalo in relief of Jim O'Toole for Cincinnati. Mound duel in Milwaukee between Vern Law and Denny LeMaster. Pittsburgh and the Braves tied 1-1 at the end of 5. Start of a big night in the Astrodome for the Giants. They lead Houston 6-0 after 2.5 innings. A 3-run homer by Willie McCovey in the second. Ron Herbel, the Giant pitcher. Dierker has relieved Nadebar for the Astros. Jackson bluffing in a bunt. Inside and low, ball one. This afternoon, Dick Ellsworth went all the way, weathering a 14-hit Dodger attack as the Cubs beat the Dodgers 4-3. The loser was Drysdale. Game-winning home run was struck by catcher Vic Rosnowski. Ray Washburn fires low and inside, 2-0 on Al Jackson. Rocky Colavito hit a two-run homer in the seventh. Al Luplo has hit a two-run homer in the eighth inning. They've had 6 home runs tonight in Cleveland. The Indians are leading the Red Sox at least 9-6 in the last of the eighth inning. In the stadium, the Yankees lead Washington 4-2 as they go to the ninth inning behind Jim Boughton. Baltimore 4, Detroit 1 after 4.5 in Tiger Stadium. Pappas against Wickersham. 2-0 delivery. Fastball over, a call strike. Once again, Jackson bluffed at a bunt and didn't offer. Kansas City nothing, Minnesota nothing at the end of 1. Diego Segui against Quinn's Camilo Pascual. One out, nobody on. One delivery by Washburn, a swing and a miss. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Night game tomorrow night, an afternoon game Sunday, and then after the day game on Sunday, the Mets will board their chartered airliner and fly to Philadelphia, where they have a twilight night doubleheader Monday evening. And they wind up the 9-game road trip in Philly on Tuesday night. Foul ball, back toward the press cube, no play. Willie Kirkland has hit a two-run homer in the top of the ninth inning in Yankee Stadium, and Washington has tied the Yankees 4-4. Right here, Ray Washburn is dueling Al Jackson. The count 2-2. Inside, it's ball 3. Al had to jump back. The old professor, Casey Stengel, sitting on the next-to-top dugout step. Casey has that cast on the fractured right wrist and for the most part has to keep the arm in the sling. It was causing him some grief today. Now the payoff delivery. A swing and a miss, he struck him out. Jackson fanned on the fastball by Washburn, 2 men down. First strikeout by Washburn. 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the order for Roy McMillan. Mack has 2 for 2. Single to center and single to left. Roy now hitting .257. He was the leader of a very successful homestand at Shea as the Mets won 7 of 11 against all contending clubs. Just off the outside corner, 1 ball and no strike. The windup. Down comes the pitch. A grounder hit down to third. Big hop. Handled by Ken Boyer. The peg to first to Bill White. And the Mets are out on the top of the fifth inning. They go down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Now we've come halfway at the end of four and a half innings. The New York Mets, too, and the St. Louis Cardinals, too. Remember, say, is this one of those times when you're not yourself? You'll feel more so when you listen to this.
This song gets sung over and over at Irish parties and picnics until the singers raise a ferocious thirst. Then they change their tune.
Come fill up your glasses and drink what you will. I'll hand you lovely every day.
This is a traditional Irish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Irish than in the whole of Dublin, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Irish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
I'm a man who don't need every day, every day. I'm a man who don't need every day.
Javier will lead it off. Before he does, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. It's the last of inning number five here in St. Louis. The game tied 2-2 as Javier faces Jackson. Foul ball hit down the third baseline, no play. Lou Brock will be hitting next, and then Curt Flood, the top of the Cardinal batting order. St. Louis riding a three-game win streak, and they've won seven out of their last eight. Cardinals, who had a faltering start, are now three games over 500. Little Al Jackson sliding in on Gander's target. Down comes the pitch to Javier. A grounded hit down to third. A big hop for Charlie Smith. Charlie's peg is right on the money. One away. Lou Brock has been up twice, and both times bounced out to Bobby Clout. Brock hitting 317. Lou has hit three home runs, knocked in 17 runs, and he has stolen 17 bases. As a team, the Cardinals have stolen 21 bases. So Mr. Brock has 17 of the team's total. Drag bunt down the first baseline. It will go foul. Brock trying to bunny his way on, but it goes foul. One strike count on the speedy outfielder, Brock. Cardinals came up with a real diamond in the rough and a real star for the future when they got Brock from the Cubs. Foul ball, a back upstairs and out of play. Lou never really found himself until he donned that Cardinal uniform, and he hit 348 after he came to St. Louis. Young ball player. He should have quite a career ahead of him. Al Jackson with a two-strike count. Out of his windup, here's the pitch. Way outside, he tried to get him to go for a bad ball. One ball and two strikes. This has not been an easy ball game for Jackson. He has really had a struggle on his hands. Cardinals have had seven hits in the last three innings. The 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Big sinking fastball thrown by Jackson fans Lou Brock. For Alvin, his second strikeout. Now there are two away, and the number three hitter in the Cardinal batting order, Curt Flood, is coming up. Flood, the center fielder, leading the ball club in the power department, which you would not expect. He leads the team in home runs. He's hit six. He leads the team in RBIs with 23. Ground ball hit hard. A base hit through the hole to left field. Jim Hickman comes up, fires the ball back in, and the Redbirds have their eighth hit of the game. Ludd getting his first hit. That'll bring up Ken Boyer. Boyer singled to right center and later scored in the second. He hit into a key double play as far as the Mets were concerned in the third inning. Boyer batting 278. He's the field captain and the old pro of the St. Louis Cardinals. Yesterday, Kenny celebrated his 34th birthday. Two outs and one on. The pitch to Boyer. In the third, it can't be handled. Racing on goes Kirk Ludd. He turns second and now slams on the brakes as Gonders runs the ball to the backstop. Wild pitch charge to Jackson. Jackson, again, is in a bear-down situation. Kurt Flood is on second base after the wild pitch. 2 minutes away, and the batter is Boyer with a count of one ball and no strikes. Al in the set position, looks the runner back, now delivers. Low and inside ball, too. It's 2-0. Number five hitter for the Redbirds is Dick Grote. He has 2 for 2, and he's waiting on deck. Seems unusual to have Dick Grote hitting number five in the batting order. But with speedsters like Javier, Brock, and Flood, Red Shandies has dropped him down. And the off-speed delivery is high. Ball three. It's 3-0 on Boyer. Now Ken Boyer steps back to take a look down toward Joe Schultz to see how Red Shandies wants to play it. Mets two and the Cardinals two. The Cardinals threatening again. Last of the fifth inning. 3-0 pitch. In the dirt, ball four, and the Redbirds have 2 men on. Boyer walked on 4 pitches. Now Grote is coming up for the third time. He has 2 for 2. After Dick Grote's single leading off in the fourth inning, he tried to go from first to third on White's single to center. Johnny Lewis uncorked an absolutely perfect throw to third base to Charlie Smith, and Grote was out. Now Jackson with 2 outs and 2 on. Delivers to Grote. A foul ball wafted back upstairs. It'll be out of play. Johnny Lewis with the exciting arm has already in the young season thrown out 5 base runners. One of the five, he started a triple play. He caught a fly ball in right field. Made a beautiful throw home to Dale Big Wall Bond. Canizaro then pegged the second, and they got asked for money to make it a triple play. Just off the outside corner, 1 ball, 1 strike on Dick Grote. Grote is a lifetime 293 hitter after 11 campaigns. He's a right field hitter and a great hit and run man. And as a result, Johnny Lewis, playing in center field for the first time tonight, has swung over toward right center against Grote. The 1-1 pitch. Foul ball, a drive down the right field line. It'll be in the upper deck and out of play. Jackson, a batter if he ever saw one, has had to work under the gun in every inning except the first. Now Casey doffs his cap. He's trying to get Ron Swoboda's attention to bring him more toward the right field line against Grote. So Ron moves over more toward the right field line against the right-hand hitter. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Jackson bails himself out by fanning Dick Grote, who is a very tough man to strike out. He struck him out with a high hard one. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 2 left on. At the end of 5 innings, the score of the New York Mets 2 and the St. Louis Cardinals 2. It's all over in Cleveland. The Indians winning a slugging duel with the Boston Red Sox 11-6. Johnny Lewis has twice reached on a fielder's choice. Jesse Gander and Charlie Smith have driven in the 2 New York runs.
And it's popped up a foul ball. Looking for it is Bob Uecker. Boyer coming over. And Boyer calls and takes it for the out. One out and nobody on. Eddie Crane, Barolas been up twice. Eddie helped to build a run when he reached on an error charge to Gross. Eddie grounded out. Nothing for two. The Crane rule, a breaking ball down around the ankles inside, one ball and no strike. One out, nobody on as Washburn triggers it, and it's fouled off to the right toward Casey and the Mets dugout. It's always kind of a homecoming for the old professor when the Mets play in Missouri. Previous years when the Mets would come out also was a homecoming for Rod Keneal. This year it will be for Jim Befke. Befke, like Casey, is from Kansas City. The 1-1 pitch. Missed the inside corner. It's 2-1 on Eddie Crane pool. Breeze, not too much of a factor in the game. It's blowing from the right field pavilion across toward the left field wall. Grandstand proper, just about completely filled. A real good crowd tonight. Changeup curve that swung and missed. 2-2 on Crane Pool. Left field bleachers are almost full. There are seats in the right field pavilion. Washburn is asking Shag Crawford to provide him with a new ball to work with. He didn't like the feel of the one that was put in play. Ray Washburn starting only his second game of the year. He started last Sunday and beat the Pirates. Prior to that, he had appeared exclusively in relief and won twice in relief. Foul ball hit down the third baseline. You'll remember 2 years ago, Washburn, coming off of a good rookie season, reeled off 5 straight wins. Then developed a sore arm that has bothered him ever since until just recently. He started coming around late last year. He was greatly improved this year in the spring. The 2-2 delivery. A foul pop-up back toward the crowd. Boyer goes over for a look. But Ken will have no play. It drops into the crowd out of play. Has out hit the Mets tonight 8-4, but the ball game is tied up 2-2. Now Washburn throws the slap. Down comes his pitch. A swing and a miss. He got him on a changeup curve inside. He had Crane Bull badly fooled. One of the few times you'll see Crane Bull go for a bad pitch. Is the second strikeout for Washington. He now has settled to retire the last 6 batters. Jesse Gondra drove in a run with a 400-foot fly ball to center field in the first inning and came back with a hard line drive to deep center his second time up, and that was caught. Officially, Jesse is 0-1 with an RBI. Curve is fouled off the end of the bat down the third baseline. Strike one. Pitch to Gondra. Again, Jesse goes after it. Just gets a little bit of wood on it. Strike two on the foul ball. Two outs, nobody on. Top half of the 6th inning. Charlie Smith waiting on deck. Charlie hit one up in the left field bleachers to put New York in front 2-1 in the 4th inning.
But St. Louis came back to tie the game for a second time. Now the two-strike pitch, inside and high. It broke off of Euchre's glove and went all the way to the backstop, but no harm done with nobody on. Jesse, deep in the batter's box waiting. Change up his foul back into the backstop. So Shag Crawford puts the new ball in play with Ray Washburn. Ray is now 26 years old. He's out of Pasco, Washington. He had a fine college career and a rapid rise to the National League. Cardinals have quite a blend, quite a mixture of young and veteran players. Changeup is in the dirt out in front of the plate. Bob Euchre blocks it, and the count is 2-2 on Jesse Gander. Ball rolled in behind Bob Euchre, and he couldn't imagine where it had gone to. Flood playing Jesse a little over toward right center and back reasonably deep. Gagliano on the edge of the track in right field. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Washburn getting stronger as this ball game goes along. It's now retired, 7-3. He struck out 2 of 3 in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of 5.5 innings, the score, the Mets 2 and the Cardinals 2. Say, are you one of those people who go to a German-American picnic and you can't sing because you don't know the words? Then listen.
Wir kommen alle in den Himmel is a song that gets sung over and over at German parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Beer hair is the traditional German call for beer, and often it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Germans than in all of Heidelberg, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do German Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Bill White's the first man up for the Cardinals now in the last of the sixth inning of a tie ball game, 2-2. He'll be followed to the plate by Phil Gagliano and then Bob Euchre. Ninth inning in Yankee Stadium, Washington came up with 3 runs. They lead the Yankees 5-4 going to the last of the ninth inning. Ron Klein is on relief. Jackson out of his windup, the pitch to White, inside and high, it's ball one. Bill White has singled to right and singled to center, 2 hits and 2 times at bat. Bill raising his average to 291. Way inside, that brought him back from the plate. 2 balls and no strikes. Last 2 years have been big years for Bill White. Former Giant first baseman has really achieved stardom. Hit hard, right to Eddie Cranepool. He's out. Knee-high line drive, hit directly at Eddie Cranepool, and Eddie snags it, one down. Cardinals have had some hard-hit line drives caught in this ballgame. Washburn, the pitcher, has lined out to right and lined out to left. One out and nobody on. The batter is Gagliano. He's reached on a force play and bounced out to short, nothing for two. Gagliano is hitting 295, a right-hand hitter bends from the waist. Hit foul in behind Joe Schultz, the third base coach. Joe Schultz, coaching his third, is well-rested tonight. He has just come off of a 2-day suspension.
Lumen Harris, the manager of the Astros, not guiding his ball club tonight. He is under a two-day suspension for jostling an umpire. Drive in the air to left field. Hickman in front of it makes the catch. Two down. Another line drive. This one stayed up there, and Jim Hickman moved over to his left and took it for the out. Two outs and nobody on. That brings up Uecker. Bob Uecker singled home Bill White with a tying run in the last of the fourth inning. The Mets two runs, four hits. The Cardinals two runs, eight hits. Jackson has helped himself out in the last two innings by retiring the first man up. Low and inside, ball one. Warren Spahn will always point out there are a few things the pitcher can do to help himself as much as getting the first pitch in for a strike to a hitter and getting the first batter out in an inning. Now it's over the knees for a call strike. One ball, one strike. Uecker has been struck out and singled home a run. One delivery by Jackson. He holds up on the swing, and it's inside and low, two and one. Mickey Vernon coaching at first. Joe Schultz is coaching at third. Johnny Lewis is playing Uecker around toward left center. And this one is under the knees. Ball three. It's three and one. Washburn will be up next. Washburn has really swung a menacing bat, although he has not picked up a base hit. 3-1 delivery. Ball four, and Uecker is on. So Jackson, after retiring the first two, walks Bob Uecker, and that'll bring up Ray Washburn. Well, Washburn came up in the second inning and hit a savage line drive to right to Svoboda caught. He came up in the fourth inning and hit a hard line drive to left that Jim Hickman caught. Here's the pitch by Jackson. It's under the knees. One ball and no strikes on Ray Washburn. Now Gounder walks slowly out toward the mound before returning the ball to Al Jackson. Cardinals have had at least one man on base in every inning of the game with the exception of the first inning when they went down 1-2-3. So Al has really had to work under the pressure. In the dirt, it bounds away from Gounder. Uecker will go on to second base. We'll wait for the official scoring. And once again, the Cardinals have the tie-breaking run in scoring position. Wild pitch by Jackson in the fifth inning enabled Kurt Flood to go to second. Boyer was walked, but he struck out Dick Groat to pitch out of it. Wild pitch charged to Al, his second. He's behind on Washburn. Now he whirls, driving the runner back. No throw is made. There was no play on. The 2-0 delivery. Way inside, it's in the dirt, goes all the way to the backstop. Gounder has to run back after it, and now on the third base goes Uecker. Now the sign is going to the Mets bullpen for the first time tonight, and Larry Benares will start getting ready. Three wild pitches in the last two innings by Jackson. Al now has gone behind on Washburn, the pitcher, 3-0. He walked Uecker. He wild pitched Uecker to second. It's now wild pitching to third, and the Cargo crowd comes alive. Jackson is out of his windup. Now the pitch. Pass ball over a strike, 3-1. Larry Benares and Tom Parsons are both warming in the New York bullpen. Washington rallied to score three in the ninth inning, make it stand up, and they beat the Yankees tonight 5-4. 3-1 delivery. Ground ball, saved by Jackson. Went over his head to get it. He throws to first, the side is out.
Washburn, who swings a mean bat for a pitcher, they had him hitting on 3-1, and he almost hit it up the middle. Jackson, who is an outstanding fielding pitcher, went high over the head to stab the ground ball. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. Cardinals have had 7 left in the first 6 innings. At the end of 6, the score, the Mets 2 and the Cardinals 2. And Lindsey Dawson will be with you in just a moment to detail every exciting play. Right now, a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
Which filter cigarette should you be enjoying today? Some brands taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And some taste too light. You know the kind. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But there is an answer, and here it is.
Viceroy got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
That's right. Viceroy. The fact is, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. When you try them, you'll agree. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
We're going now to the top half of the 7th inning, and before we do, we'll step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Tell on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around, the voice of the Mets in the great Northeast.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Steiner in St. Louis, Missouri, and Charlie Smith is up to lead off for the Mets. Ray Washburn with the pitch, and it's time for a ball. Washburn now has gone farther than he's gone previously this season. 6 innings is as much as Washburn had worked coming into tonight's game, and we're now in the top half of the 7th. Weissman has 3 wins to his credit this year, all over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Only one of them in a starting role the last time out. He started and went 6. Here is the pitch high for a ball. It's 2-0 now to Charlie Smith. Charlie had a home run into the left field seats in the top of the 4th. He fouled out to left field in the first inning. He has been swinging a hot bat for the New York Mets of late. Weissman getting a sign from Bob Uecker. Now starts to work with a 2-0 delivery. And it's in there for a call strike. 2-1 to Charlie Smith. Ron Swoboda coming up to the on-deck circle now after having had some personalized instruction from manager Casey Single. The score is tied here, 2-2. Time crowd on hand tonight. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike 2. It's 2-2. Cardinals, the defending world champion. Weissman looks into Uecker for a sign. And the 2-2 pitch swung on, hit on the ground, a swinging roller to short, and cutting across his boy, he plays it on, and not in time. Charlie Smith beat it off for a base hit. Charlie Smith legged it out for a base hit as Boyer came across to cut that one off and throw on the run, but just not in time to get Smith. So it's a leadoff base hit for the Mets. First base run of the Mets have had since the 4th inning. Ray Washburn had retired 7 in a row. Now, Ron Swoboda is up. Ron had a ground single through the hole into right field in the 4th inning. He flied out to medium right field in the 2nd inning. Might hold him against the runner at first base. Ron Swoboda hitting 303 at the moment. Lands one foul down the right field line into the Mets bullpen. Hit low bridge, umpire Tony Vernon at first base. Nobody out in the runner at first. The Cardinals defensively are playing Swoboda straight away. Weissman off the stretch with a strike one pitch and a tie. Here's a throw to first and not in time. Johnny cuts back safely. Catcher Bob Uecker rifling a peg down to Bill White at first. Jim Hickman is waiting in the on-deck circle for the Mets. The score is tied, 2-2. Washburn is up and set as Smith leads it first. 1-1 delivery. Svoboda punts the ball on the third base on a foul ball. He had it up in the air, and Boyer was trying to get to it on the fly, but couldn't make it. So the sacrifice was on the 1-1 pitch, as the Mets were trying to get Charlie Smith down to second, but now the count runs 1-2 to Svoboda. Crawford and catcher Bob Uecker in a conversation that is just concluded. Now Ashton has his time. Works the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back out of play. The count holds at 1-2. To Ron Svoboda. In batting, .303, Svoboda has hit safely in 7 consecutive games. He has 9 home runs and 22 runs batted in. Quite a start in the major leagues for a fellow 20 years of age. Last night and tonight, Svoboda has been moved over into right field from center. Here's a 1-2 pitch, way outside. Trying to get him to chase it. It's 2-2. Now, Uecker calls time and goes out to have a word with Ray Washburn. In the bottom of the sixth at Cincinnati, Ray DeFenson is at a 2-run homer for the Reds, and Johnny Edwards is also homer for the Reds to give them 3 runs, and they have moved ahead of the Phillies by a score of 4-3. Joey Jay now is coming to pitch for the Reds, and Ed Roebuck is pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Swung on and hit deep to left. Way back. Going. And this one is gone for a Svoboda home run. Ron Svoboda with a 2-run homer. His 10th of this season. It sailed out there about 400 feet into the left field stands over towards center. Charlie Smith crosses the plate. Ron Svoboda crosses the plate. And the Mets are leading by a score of 4-2. Home run number 10 for Ron Svoboda. Jim Hickman is coming up for the Mets with nobody out. And for the first time tonight, we're getting a little action stirring around down in the Cardinal bullpen. Pitch to Hickman is outside for a ball. Ron Taylor is up and throwing. Ron Taylor is throwing in the Cardinal bullpen. Pitch to Hickman's low and away. Ron Svoboda's had 10 home runs, and 9 of them have been off right-handers. He's had only 1 home run off a left-hander, and that was off Denver Lamaster of the Milwaukee Braves. He has homered off Farrell, Perry, Herbal, Ellis, Lamaster, Nacro, Ellis, and Cloninger, and now Ray Washburn. 2-0 is the count to Jim Hickman, batting number 7 in the batting order for the Mets. The Mets 4, the Cardinals 2, in the top half of the 7th inning. 2-0 pitch, swung on it on the ground to short. Big hop up to Dick Brody. Guns it across, low, but it's dug out in time by Bill White. One away, and Bobby Klaus is about it. Klaus has grounded out and flied out so far. 20-year-old Ron Svoboda of the New York Mets is the second player in the major leagues to reach double figures in home runs. Willie Mays, with 15, is the only other player in the major league with home runs in double figures. Playing a ground ball to third. A big hop up to Ken Boyer. A clock in time. And Klaus has grounded out, 2 away. Brings up Al Jackson. He has slid to left and struck out swinging. A smattering of applause for Jackson as he comes up here and the top of the 7th. Al has been struggling on the mound tonight.
Now Washburn with the pitch way inside, off the glove of Uecker, coming all the way back. It's ball one. Ron Taylor continues to throw in the Cardinal bullpen. And the 1-0 delivery misses high and away. 2-0 now to Al Jackson. He turns and walks out of the batter's box. At Cincinnati, the Reds got four runs in the bottom of the sixth. So it is the Reds 5 and the Phillies 3 through six innings of play. Here's the pitch to Jackson, high and away, and that runs the count to 3-0. Waiting on deck is the Met leadoff man, Roy McMillan. 3-0 pitch, and it's in for a call strike. Jackson was taking all the way at 3-1. One delivery. Well, out, and it's hit deep to right, way back, and this is going to be off the screen and in play. Jackson drives first on his way to second. Here's a throw to second, and he slides in safe with a double off the right field screen. Gagliano played the loose screen right up against the wall. He gets the ball as it dropped into the track and fired it on to C.D. Al Jackson. Rounded first and went sliding into second with a double off the right field screen. And manager Red Chamberlain of the Cardinals is on his way to the mound. He has Ron Taylor warm in the bullpen. And he's looking down that way right now. As we said before, this is as far as Washburn has gone in any game this season. Six innings previously, and that's going to be all for him tonight. Tonight he's gone 6 2/3 innings. And Ron Taylor is coming in to relieve him now. So Washburn has gone 6 2/3, in which he has given up four runs. On a total of only six hits, struck out three and walked none. And the hand is for Ray Washburn. As he strides toward the dugout. The hit by Jackson was number 7 off Washburn, so make it 4 runs and 7 hits off Washburn. And Ron Taylor is warming up now. Taylor is making his 17th game appearance of the season. He is the most frequently used Cardinal relief man. He has pitched 23 and a third innings. He's given up 24 hits and 17 runs. His earned run average is 5.79. Taylor has no won or lost record. Comes in here with a runner at second and two men out, and the Mets are leading by a score of 4-2. Mets have had two homers tonight, one by Charlie Smith and one by Ron Swoboda. Swoboda has had two hits. He's now well above the 300 mark for the season. Roy McMillan is 2-for-3 in tonight's game. Roy has his season's batting average up to 254 now. Taylor looking for a sign now from Uecker. Jackson takes his lead at second base, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Johnny Lewis waiting on deck for the Mets. Jen Taylor's up and set. Strike one delivery, and it's in there for a call. Strike two to Roy McMillan. Taylor sidearmed him that time. Cardinals have 8 hits in this game, and the Mets have 7. Ron Taylor's pitch, swung on and missed. He struck him out, and the side is retired.
So Ron Taylor comes on to put out the fire, but the Mets got two runs on three hits, no errors, and one left. And the score at the end of six and a half innings is the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 2. It's very hard to sell sheet music in Jamaica, you know. They make up songs whenever they need them, like this.
Having a party, eating rice and peas, dancing happily as you please. Charming lady with a very nice smile. Think I'll talk to her for a while.
Think I'll talk to her for a while.
When Jamaicans get together for a party, the beat is calypso and the songs are made up on the spot.
The party was hilarious as it could be, but in the morning there was news for me. The penny was a man's way wedding tune on his pipe. The smiling lady is now my wife.
And when the singer finds his throat a little dry, something refreshing will be improvised. Probably Rango beer. In New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Jamaicans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Seventh, the Cardinals will have the top of the batting order up. It'll be Julian Javier to face Al Jackson. Javier has grounded out, lined a single to left, and grounded out third to first. As we go here to the bottom of the seventh, the Mets have two men in the bullpen. They have Larry Benard throwing and Tom Parsons throwing. Al Jackson has struggled a little bit along the way tonight. His control has been off in comparison to his usual form. He threw two wild pitches to Bob Uecker, or rather to Ray Washburn with Uecker on base. And the sixth inning, early he had a wild pitch. Ken Boyer. So he's been charged with three wild pitches in the game. He's walked three. And here is Julian Javier up. Larry has left in a dugout and it's gone down to the bullpen area now. Jackson looks in to get a sign from Jesse Gunder. And here's the pitch to the right-hand batter, Julian Javier. And it is low for ball one. Between innings, the Cardinals have Ron Taylor continuing to warm up. Here's a pitch high as Julian Javier shortened up and moved up in the batter's box as though to bunt that ball. Jackson goes behind, 2-0 to Javier. The Mets lead 4-2. Jackson retired the side in order in the first inning, and that's the last time he was able to do that. Here's a 2-0 pitch. And it's in there for a called strike, 2-1. And looks to Gunder. Now a 2-1 pitch to Javier. Swung on and fouled off. It's 2-2. Tomorrow night's game will start at 7 p.m. St. Louis time, which is 8 p.m. New York time. So we'll be on the air tomorrow night at 7:55 p.m. New York time. With a 2-2 delivery. Well, then a slow roller to third. Charged by Charlie Smith. The bare hand play. And in time, he got him. Charlie Smith handling the bare hand play, and that's the only possible way he could have nailed a speedy Julian Javier, who is one of the fastest men in the National League. Charlie Smith stabbed at that ball with the bare hand, and it's sort of you do or you don't. And he came up with it and fired it on the run in time to get him by a full stride. Now coming up, Lou Brock. Brock grounded out, and struck out so far tonight. Jackson pitch, inside for ball. Kurt Flood swinging back from the on-deck circle for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Taylor is through with his extracurricular warming up and leaves the bullpen to come back to the dugout. Now the 1-0 pitch. A little tight across the letter. Rocks him back. It's 2-0. Dennis Rybatt gets up and starts to throw now in the Met bullpen, and Tom Parsons sits down. It is Rybatt and Bernard now. Here's a 2-0 delivery. Swung on a little number on front of the plate. Gunder has the ball. He throws on in time to get Brock at first base. That one rolled about a half a dozen feet out in front of the plate, and Gunder pounced on it and fired down to Crane Pool. Two away, and that brings on Kurt Flood. Grounded out to first base, walked, and single to left field. The Rheingold Chug-A-Mug is a wide-mouthed glass mug that holds 12 ounces of beer, and it even feels right when you pick it up. We're selling them in cartons of six at a special price now, and they're just about the handiest thirst quenchers in town. The Rheingold Chug-A-Mug. Two men out, nobody on base. And the pitch to Flood misses outside for ball one. The Mets are leading in the game by a score of 4-2, and we're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Tomorrow night, Jack Fisher against Kurt Simmons. And Sunday afternoon, a single game. Jerry Crow for the Mets against Ray Sadecki of the Cardinals. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Swung on in line, down the line and left. A fair ball. It'll be for extra bases. Hickman over to play it off the wall, and Flood's on his way to second. He goes in standing as the throw comes to relay man Roy McMillan. It is a double for Flood, and it brings Tim Boyer up, representing potential tying run at the plate. Boyer has lined a single to right, hit into a double play, and walked so far. Was hit number 9 for the Cardinals off Al Jackson. Jackson comes down now to smooth out the dirt where he's been sliding out there on the mound. Jackson off the stretch, and the pitch to Ken Boyer. Swung out in line, down the left field line. If it stays fair, but it's a foul ball. Right down to the left field corner. About 345 feet down there. A foul ball. It's well out in front and full by Ken Boyer. Casey Single now is coming out to the mound. Casey is on the run out to the mound to see about Al Jackson. If he doesn't want to let this two-run lead get dissipated, he can possibly prevent that. Gunder's going out to be out there with Casey and Jackson. Casey with the cast on the right wrist, and he's talking to Jackson. See how he feels. He's right up in his face now, talking to him. Because he has seen Kurt Flood double on the left field line, and he sort of got a lump in his throat, I'm sure, when he saw Ken Boyer rip that ball, but it went foul on the left field line. Casey looks to the bullpen. Now he's nodding affirmatively to Jackson. And apparently he's leaving Jackson in for the moment. Now Casey looks still at the bullpen as he's coming off the field. He is pointing down there as he comes across the first baseline. Jackson is still on the mound. Casey walks a little out in the direction of the bullpen. Still looking. Warren Spahn is in charge down there in the bullpen. He nods to whatever it is that Casey said to him. Rybatt and Bernard continue to throw, and now umpire Chad Crawford comes over to ask Casey, do you want a pitching change? Do you want one or don't you? Jackson's still on the mound. The sign goes to the bullpen, and we're having a pitching change. Casey was just giving his men in the bullpen a little more time to warm up, and it is Dennis Rybatt who is striding in here now. Dennis Rybatt will relieve Al Jackson with a count of strike one to right-hand batter Ken Boyer. So Jackson is leaving after having pitched 6 2/3, in which he has given up 2 runs on 9 hits. He struck out 3 and walked 3, and Jackson is on his way to the dugout. Rybak getting checked out with Jesse Gonder. So Dennis Rybak will try to save this one for Al Jackson. 4 Rybak. It is his 10th game appearance. He has a record of 1 win and 1 loss. He has pitched 12 innings, in which he has given up 2 runs on 8 hits. Rybak has an earned run average of 1.50. He has been credited with 2 saves this season. He's coming into a situation of Kurt Flood at second base with 2 men out. Boyer the batter with a count of strike 1. And the Mets leading by a score of 4-2. As you know, when the relief pitcher comes in these circumstances, he is allowed 8 warm-up pitches. And the umpire counts them and ticks them off for him as he takes them. Jack Robert said, "That's all, let's go." And Ken Boyer steps into the batting box. In the Met bullpen, Larry Bonnard continues to throw. The Met defense is shading Boyer ever so slightly around toward left field. Rybak will work off the stretch with a runner at second base. Here's the pitch to Boyer. It's low and it gets on by and it's coming back. Runner moves to third. That one is scored as a pass ball charged against Jesse Gonder. It is a pass ball charged against Gonder. So Kurt Flood is at third base. Count is 1-1 to Ken Boyer at the plate. 2 men out. Rybak now turns to work straight away with the runner at third, where he was working off the stretch with the runner at second. Flood lost the start down the line. Here's a pitch, put on and missed. It's 1-2 to Ken Boyer. Boyer, the most valuable player in the National League last year. The team captain of the world champion, St. Louis Cardinals. Rybak works straight away with a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and round up the middle for a base hit. It's Forrest Kurt Flood from third base. Johnny Lewis up for the ball, plays it in. Ken Boyer is on at first with a single to center and a run by the net. And that's lead now by 1 run, 4-3. That run is charged against Al Jackson. That ball was drilled, a line shot over the head of Dennis Rybak and on out of the center field. So now Boyer is on at first, representing potential tying run. Dick Groat, the number 5 man, and manager Red James' Cardinal batting order is at the plate. He is a right-hand batter, and tonight he is 2-3. Rybak checks the runner and deals the pitch. Swung on and fouled off at strike 1 to Dick Groat. The Mets battling the world champion here in St. Louis. It's the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 3. Rybak again looks into Gonder to get his sign. We're in the bottom half of the 7th inning. This crowd trying to lend a little aid and assistance to the hometown charge. Here's the pitch. It's low for a ball. 1-1 to Dick Groat. Groat is batting 248 for the season. Off the bag at first with Crane Bull holding against the runner there. Now 1-1 delivery and it's right in there for a ball. Strike 2. 1-2 to Dick Groat. Except for some seats out in the right field pavilion and a very few in the left field bleachers, this ballpark is full tonight. There's a 1-2 delivery, and it's going to hit in the air to right field. Now moving over is Svoboda. Lewis is there. Svoboda calls and makes the catch. So the side is out on the fly ball to right. Cardinals got a run on two hits. No errors and one left. And the score at the end of seven is the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 3.
Right here, the Mets have a one-run lead. Going to the top half of the eighth inning, it's Johnny Lewis up, a left-hand batter, facing right-hander Ron Taylor. Taylor's pitch is in there for a call, strike one. Johnny Lewis is nothing for three in tonight's game. Waiting on deck is Ed Cranepool for the Mets. Taylor's pitch is in there for a call, strike two. The Mets 4 and the Cardinals 3. The two-strike delivery is high for a ball. It's 1-2. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Second strikeout for Taylor. We're going to step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
810 on your dial, WGY and WGFM Schenectady, the smoothest sound around. The voice of the Mets in the great Northeast. Temperature 57 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner in St. Louis, Missouri. Ed Cranepool is up. And the pitch is in there for a call strike. Ron Taylor firing that fastball. Jesse Gonder waiting on deck for the Mets. Taylor with a strike one delivery to Cranepool. Swung on and fouled off. It's strike two. Bob Uecker, the catcher, walks the ball partway out to the mound before firing it on to Ron Taylor. Taylor with a two-strike count to Cranepool. Two-strike delivery. Taken high and away. It's 1-2. The paid attendance here tonight. 22,274. Ron Taylor looks for his sign. And here's the 2-2 pitch to Cranepool. Swung on and fouled off to the left side. Out of play. Is nothing for three tonight. He was on an error in the first inning, committed on a ground ball by Dick Groats. Two-two pitch. Low, and the count runs full at 3-2. Cranepool walks back now and asks Gonder to toss him the rosin bag. Powders his hands and tosses it back. Payoff pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to second base. A big hop up to Julian Javier. He plays to White, and Cranepool has grounded out. Two away, nobody on base. Jesse Gonder is the batter. Had a sacrifice fly to drive in the first Met run in the first inning. Slide to center in the fourth and struck out swinging in the sixth inning. Yeah.
Pitch to the left-hand batter, and it's line foul on the left field line amongst the teenagers down to the left field corner. And we're going to get a little action on the strength of that line drive down in the Cardinal bullpen. Pitch to Gunder, swung on and missed. Two-strike count. The veteran knuckleballer Barney Schultz is throwing in the Cardinal bullpen. Here's a two-strike delivery, and it's high to Jesse Gunder. Jesse's hitting cleanup and manages singles batting order tonight. One and two. The Mets lead in this game by a score of 4-3. There's a swing and a drive into left center. Kurt Flood racing after it. Can't get to it. It goes to the base of the wall. Eludes him coming off. Gunder's on his way to second. It's picked up by Brock. Played in. A stand-up double by Jesse Gunder off the base of the wall just underneath the 379 sign in left center field. So with two men out, Charlie Smith is coming up. Charlie's had 2-for-3 tonight, including a home run in the fourth inning. And Danny Napoleon is coming in now to run for Jesse Gunder. Napoleon running for Gunder. It means, of course, that we'll have another Met catcher in the ball game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Right-hand batter Charlie Smith in to face right-hand pitcher Ron Taylor. Off the stretch. Pitch is swung on. It on the ground to third. A foul ball. Taken by Ken Boyer. Ken Boyer yesterday was 34 years of age, and they presented him a cake with one candle on it, which seemed appropriate enough. Smith then swinging the bat. Napoleon leads at second. Taylor's pitch is in there for a call. Strike at the knees. A two-strike count to Charlie Smith. Barney Schultz continues to throw in the Cardinal bullpen. Taylor bends from the waist to get a sign. Napoleon leads off the bag at second. Two-strike delivery and a time tight. One and two. Ron Swoboda is waiting on deck for the Mets. The Mets leading by a score of 4-3, but they'd like to get Danny Napoleon in there if they possibly can. There's another marker here at the top half of the eighth inning. Shields up and set. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and foul back. Out of play. Given a run by Yuka, but this one's well back up on top. Count holds it 1-2 to Charlie Smith. Charlie Smith is the man who led the Mets last year with home runs. He had 20. Delivery. Swung on and missed. Taylor struck him out. Third strikeout for Ron Taylor. He got Smith swinging. And so, in the top half of the eighth inning, The Mets had no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Of course, at the end of 7.5 innings, there's the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 3. And now here's news about an unusual television program you can take part in.
Ever wonder how good a driver you really are? You can find out on May 24th, right in front of your television set. On May 24th, your local Shell dealer brings you the National Driver's Test, a unique television show that you can take part in. This unusual program uses spectacular photography to test your driving skill right in your own living room. You'll watch high-speed collisions. You'll see potentially serious driving hazards. And you'll be asked questions as though you were driving. Have a pencil and paper handy, or get an official test form at your local Shell station. Compare your score with your family and friends. Want to find out how good a driver you really are?
Watch the National Driver's Test on May 24th at 10 p.m. on CBS television. That's May 24th, 10 p.m., CBS TV. And get your free official test form at your local Shell station now. As we go to the bottom of the eighth, the catcher in the ballgame for the New York Mets is Chris Canizzaro. In his drive out, of course, is still on the mound, and Bill White is up to lead off. The Cardinals trail by one run, bottom of the eighth. Rybant pitch, swung out and hit in the air to deep center. Racing way back is Johnny Lewis. He has it lined up, and he puts it away. Ball is hit to deep center. That will bring up Bill Gagliano. The Pittsburgh Pirates have defeated the Milwaukee Braves in Milwaukee 6-1. And the attendance there tonight, 2,679. Last night, we had a total attendance of 19,140, turning out to see Warren Spahn return home, as it were, to Milwaukee. But tonight, the attendance in Milwaukee returned to just about the level where it has been this season, 2,679. Here's a pitch missing inside for ball one to Gagliano. One away, nobody on base. Gagliano is nothing for three tonight. There is a swing and a miss. And Tim McCarver has moved out to the on-deck circle now to bat for Bob Uecker, who's scheduled up next. Canizzaro walks out halfway to the mound to yell something to Dennis Ryband. It's a count of 1-1 to Gagliano, who wants the rosin bag and gets it. At 7 p.m. here tonight in St. Louis, the temperature was 80 degrees. With something of a switch from Milwaukee. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. At game time last night in Milwaukee, the temperature was 58 degrees and going down. Now the 1-2 delivery. Swung on it on the ground. It's short. It's charged by McMillan. He cuts it loose in a hurry in time. Gagliano has grounded out short to first. Here is Tim McCarver coming up to bat for catcher Bob Uecker. McCarver has a season's average of .293, three homers, and 10 runs batted in. Manager Red Chamberlain goes to his pitcher in the bottom of the eighth to bring on Tim McCarver, a left-hand batter, as the Mets lead by a score of 4-3. Tito Francona is on deck also now. Here's a pitch one on hit in the area of second base, and Bobby Klaus moves over the rim of the outfield grass and makes the catch. So McCarver on the first pitch pops out. Ryband gets the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The score at the end of eight full innings here in St. Louis is the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 3. If you'd like to pick up tickets for any future games of the New York Mets at Shea Stadium this season, we'd like to remind you that the advanced ticket window at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. If you come by Shea Stadium on the way to work or on the way home, the Grand Central Parkway or Roosevelt Avenue or Northern Boulevard or anywhere along there, why don't you just stop off, and that way you can tell exactly where your tickets are and make your selection And the ticket window is open from 8 in the morning until 6 at night on weekdays, and on weekends from 9 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday. If you are a commuter and you come in or leave on the train, or if you work in Manhattan and live there, there are convenient ticket locations. There's one in Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island Railroad waiting room. Open weekdays 8 to 6, Saturdays 8:30 to 4. There's one at Grand Central at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Open weekdays 8 to 6, Saturdays 8:30 to 4. There's a Met ticket office at Macy's in Huntington. It's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center, and it's open during the regular store hours. Reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard Clothes stores in the greater New York area. Instant reservation service is now available at all Child's restaurants and Calico kitchens in the New York area. Or if you'd like to order your tickets by mail, you may, of course, do so. Reserve seats are $2.50 each. Box seats are $3.50 each. Simply add 25 cents to each order for handling and postage. Address your checks and money orders to the Met Ticket Office, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Be sure, if you order by mail, specify the date you want and the kind of ticket you want. Reserve seats, box seats, so forth. Now change it for the Cardinals. Mike Cannon's in right field. Tim McCarver is catching. Ron Swoboda up for the Mets in the top half of the ninth inning. Billy Cowan is loosening up now in the Met bullpen area as a possible defensive replacement in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Ron Taylor picks it foul back by Swoboda for strike one. Had a home run and a single in tonight's ball game. Taylor's pitch swung on and missed. He jammed him a little. Had him around. Swoboda has hit safely in seven consecutive games. Two strike delivery. And it's high for a ball. Jim Hickman waiting on deck for the Mets in the top half of the ninth inning. Ron Taylor with the 1-2 delivery. Swung on and foul back. Swoboda still alive at 1-2. Looking for a sign from Tim McCarver. And Swoboda with something in his eye steps back. Taylor steps off the rubber. Now we're getting set to go again. Taylor shakes one time. Now he's ready with a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up to the right side. Javier retreats to short right field and he makes the catch. One away, and Jim Hickman's the batter for the Mets. He's grounded out, and grounded out tonight. Nothing for three. Taylor's pitch to the right-hand batter, and it is in there for a call strike to Hickman. Billy Cowan still loosening in the Met bullpen to go into the ballgame in the outfield in the bottom of the ninth. There's a swing and a foul ball to the right side. Now to play. Two strikes to Hickman. Mets four, the Cardinals three. Taylor with a two-strike delivery. It's high for a ball, 1-2. Taylor takes a moment as he goes to the rosin bag. Ken Boyer is guarding that line at third. He's only one
full stride off the line. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and lined into left for a base hit for Jim Hickman. One hop by Lou Brock. Played back in, and Hickman turns and holds with a single to left. That brings up Bobby Klaus with the runner at first. And one man out. Was hit number 9 for the Mets off the combined efforts of Ray Washburn and Ron Taylor. The Cardinals have 10 hits in the game. Klaus is nothing for 3 tonight. Pitch is far on, hit deep to right field, and going back toward the screen is Shannon, and he makes the catch just against the wall, and Hickman hustles back to first base. Mike Shannon went back as though he were expecting to play it off the screen, and then went right up against the wall and hauled it down for the second out. And pitcher Dennis Ryband is coming up. Hickman was way down by second and had to hustle back to first base. Ryband's coming up for his first time in the game. And Taylor checks the runner at first base. Pitch to the right-hand batter, and it rocks him back. 1-0 to Ryback. The Mets 4, the Cardinals 3 in the top half of the ninth inning. Bill White holds against Hickman at first. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Ryback. Swung on and popped up towards first. Bill White, back of the bag, underneath and waiting, and makes the catch in fair territory. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left in the score at the end of 8.5 innings. It's the Mets 4 and the Cardinals 3. And here's a very sad French-Canadian song about a fellow who lost the key of his clarinet. Listen.
J'ai perdu le dos de ma clarinette is a song with the kind of humor French Canadians love. But one song leads to another, and the first that follows is no laughing matter. Coup is what they'll sing as they reach for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do French Canadians like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Bonnard is up and throwing now, along with Jim Vecchi in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Rendon waiting, and here's the 1-0 delivery. Swung on and foul back, out of play. 1-1 to Tito Francona. Ron Taylor, of course, is out of the ball game, and Skinner's going to bat for Julian Javier next. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and hit into left field, carrying away from Hickman, and this one should go for extra bases. It's in the warning track. Francona's on his way to second. Here's the throw to the relay man. A stand-up double for Tito Fantana. Represents potential tying run. And we're going to get a runner coming into the game here now for Fantana. A runner for Fantana. Because it represents potential tying run. Maxwell is the runner. Dal Maxwell is the runner now. And now Skinner goes back to the dugout because with that runner at second, Javier is going to bat for himself, and the Mets have to protect against the likelihood of a sacrifice to try to move that runner over to third. Javier with good speed is a right-hand batter. Here's the pitch. He bunts it. Taken by Cranepool. Let's go to third. He is safe at third base. Javier is on at first. So the Cardinals have runners at first and third, nobody out. Barney Schuth and Bob Turkey throwing in the Cardinal bullpen with Lou Brock coming up. It's scored as a sacrifice for Javier and a fielder's choice. It looked as though Cranepool had a good chance to get Maxwell, but he got a good jump and went sliding in under the tag of Charlie Smith at third. Now left-hand batter Lou Brock is up. Maxwell leads off the bag at third. Here's the pitch to Brock, and it's outside for a ball. The Mets are leading 4-3, but the Cardinals are making a bid here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Mets playing infield end to try to cut off the potential tying run at the plate. Javier, the runner at first. Maxwell, the runner at third. Drive out off the stretch for the 1-0 pitch to Brock. And it misses high and away. He goes 2-0. Kurt Flood is waiting in the on-deck circle for the Cardinals. Jim Betsky. Larry Bernard still working in the Met bullpen. The big play of the inning was the one at third when Dal Maxwell beat the play there and was safe at third. Javier had pushed that bunt strongly to the right side, and Cranepool stabbed at it, came up throwing. This is a 2-0 pitch to the left-hand batter. Misses outside. So now Ryback goes behind 3-0 to Lou Brock. There's nobody out for the Cardinals here and the bottom half of the ninth inning. Canizero has called time, and he's out talking to Rybat, who wants another ball. Now Rybat turns and walks back toward the mound. Lou Brock goes over for the Rosin bag. To Brock is 3 balls and no strikes. Ryback looks in to get a sign from Chris Canizero. Here's a 3-0 pitch. And he walks in. The bases are loaded with Kurt Flood coming up. Nobody out. Casey Single comes out to the top step of the dugout underneath the railing, and Casey's on the way to the mound now. Kurt Flood, a right-hand batter, is up. The Cardinals have loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Betsky and Bernard are in the bullpen. As Casey talks it over with Ryan, we're going to step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, 810 on your dial, WGY Schenectady, the smoothest sound around. And WGFM.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy. In St. Louis, Missouri, the sign goes down to the bullpen now. No one has left as yet. Betsy and Benarth are there, and here comes Larry Benarth. Larry Benarth is coming in relief of Dennis Rybak to pitch to Curt Flood. Well, Casey would be hopeful in this circumstance that Benarth can keep that ball down low and get it hit on the ground for a possible play at the plate, and that's about the only chance. So that is why he's bringing Benarth in here, as the Cardinals have loaded him up with nobody out. The Mets still lead by a score of 4-3, and now as Benarth comes in, to bring us up to date on some of the action around the majors, here's Ralph Kiner.
All right, Lindsay, going now in the top of the ninth inning. The Phillies batting, they trail in the game by a score of 6-5. Allen has hit a home run in the ninth inning to cut the lead to one run. Pitching for Cincinnati's Joy Jay, Balsam in for the Philadelphia Phillies. Darren Johnson, Vincent Edwards, and Alex Johnson also homers in the game. Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 6-1. The winning pitcher in that ball game was Vernon Law with help from McBean. Losing pitcher LeMaster, attendance 2,679. San Francisco routed Houston 8-1. The winning pitcher Herbal, a five-hitter. Losing pitcher Nottebard. McCovey and Bateman home runs. Chicago 4, L.A. 3. Drysdale, a losing pitcher. Dick Ellsworth picked up his win. Kolborg, Sano, and Rosnowski home runs. In the American League, Cleveland 11, Boston 6. Washington 5, New York 4. The Senators scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth inning. 2 runs on a home run by Willie Kirkland. The winning pitcher was Benny Daniels in relief. Jim Bowden, the losing pitcher. Baltimore 5, Detroit 2. Winning pitcher, that one, Pappas. Losing pitcher, Wickersham. McCullough, a home run for Detroit in the first with no one on. At the end of 5, it's Minnesota 3, Kansas City 2. Now pitching for Kansas City, Grabowski. Pasquale in all the way for the Twins. Gentile, a home run in the third with a man on. And at the end of 3, it's Chicago nothing, the Angels nothing, John against Newman. Well, that's the way it looks on the scoreboard. And now with the bases loaded, Lindsey Nelson.
All right, Ralph, Curt Flood steps into the batter's box to face Larry Benarth. Nobody out. The bases are loaded. The potential tying run is at third. The potential winning run is at second. Dal Maxwell is the runner at third. Javier is the runner at second. Lou Brock is the runner at first. Excellent speed on the bases for the Cardinals. And that's the leading 4-3. Curt Flood is 2-for-3 in a walk tonight. Larry Benarth pumps and pitches. Swung out, hit on the ground to second. Taken by Klaus to throw home, and the fourth, he's out. The fourth has made it to plate. As Canizero calls time, he had a little trouble with the bat out in front of him there and taking the low throw. But the fourth is affected. The bases still are loaded as the ground ball went to Bobby Klaus at second. With infield in, he fired it to Canizero in time to force down Maxwell. The bases still are loaded. One man out and Ken Boyer is the batter. Blood becomes the runner at first. Brock at second. Javier at third. Boyer is 2-for-3 in a walk tonight. Larry Benarth looking out toward left where Jim Hickman is stationed. Infield back now to try to go for the double play. And here is Benarth's pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground at second. Taken by Klaus for one. The throw to first, and he's fouled. One run is scored, and here comes Brock with another one. And this ball game is over as the Cardinals pull it off. The throw went low at first base, and Cranefield tried to come up with it, could not. And there's still some discussion on the field. There still is some discussion as shortstop Roy McMillan is talking to the umpire Al Foreman there. However, this ball game is over as the Cardinals got the 2 runs on the play. It is still being discussed as the umpires head for the exit. This game ending in confusion, but the Cardinals have won it, pulling off 2 runs on what might have been a double play. An error was charged to Roy McMillan on the throw. As he hurried the throw to try to get it in there, and run batted in is credited to Ken Boyer. Here was the play. It was a high-hopping ground ball to second base. It was taken by Klaus. He had to try to go for the double play, of course. He went over for one. And then when McMillan threw, he threw in the dirt and wide, and Cranefield tried to backhand it with a sweeping motion of the glove. Did not come up with it. It went on by, and of course, One run already had scored. Another came home then, and the Cardinals won it by a score of 5-4. McMillan charged with the error. The only thing to do, of course, was to go for the double play and had to throw Ben on the money. There's a good chance that the double play would have been made and the Mets would have won the ball game. So it was that kind of a throw. Had it been there on the money, the Mets would have won. It was not, and the Cardinals won. So the Cardinals have won it by a score of 5-4. And to tell you something of how they did it, here's Ralph Kiner.
Well, it was a thrilling ball game all the way down the line. Al Jackson, the starting pitcher for the Mets, was hit hard, but he battled gamely on the mound to hold the Cardinals in check until he was taken out. First run of the game was scored by the Mets in the first inning when they scored a run from third base and a sacrifice fly by Jesse Garner to center field. The Cardinals tied up the game in the second when they picked up a run on three base hits. That made it a 1-1 ball game. The Mets took the lead in the fourth on Charlie Smith's fourth homer of the season. It was his first here in this ballpark. That gave the Mets a 2-1 lead, but then the Cardinals came back to tie it up in the bottom half of the fourth inning against Al Jackson with a run on three base hits. Game stood at 2-2 until the seventh inning when Ron Swoboda, with a runner at first base, Charlie Smith there as a result of a base hit, hit a home run, his 10th of the year, in the left field. That put the Mets in front 4-2. In the seventh inning with Al Jackson pitching with a 2-run lead, Al got the first two batters out. Julian Javier in a fine play by Charlie Smith at third base and a slow ground ball. And Lou Brock on a top ball out in front of home plate, which the catcher, Jesse Garner, threw to first base for out number two. But then Kurt Flood doubled on the left field line and put a runner on at first base. But now throwing one strike to Ken Boyer, and Ken running a long foul ball down the left field side. Manager Casey Stengel made a change in the mound. He took Al Jackson out and put in Dennis Reibman. Reibman continued to pitch to Boyer and gave up a single to center field, which gave the Cardinals their third run. The game was at 4-3 until the ninth inning when all the trouble started. On the mound in the ninth inning was Dennis Reibman. His first man that he pitched to in that inning was Tito Francona, a pinch hitter who doubled down the left field line. With Francona on at second base, the tying run there, the Cardinals had Julian Javier bunting. Eddie Crane pulled at third base, fielded the bunt in fine fashion, too quickly to third, but Maxwell, who was a pinch runner, beat the throw there on a very, very close play. That put runners at first and third on the fielder's choice sacrifice and brought up Lou Brock. Dennis Reibman, still pitching, walked Lou Brock to load up the bases. That was all for Reibman. Larry Benarth was brought in. Larry came in and did a fine job on Kurt Flood, getting him to hit a ground ball to second base. The play home was in time for the force play, and the Mets picked up their first out of the inning. Now with Ken Boyer batting, the base is still loaded. Larry Benarth got Boyer to hit on the ground, a ground ball hit down to second base. It was sort of a tricky hop, and Bobby Clouse had to wait for the ball just for a second. He threw to McMillan for the force play at second base, and with the Mets trying to pick up the double play to win the ball game, Roy McMillan hurried to throw to first base. It was in the dirt, got on by, and on the play, two runs scored. One coming in on the run batted in for Boyer. It was his second in the ball game, and the other scoring the winning run of the ball game on an error. There is some doubt as to whether or not there was an actual fourth play on the play, because there was some confusion on the field as the umpire and Roy McMillan argued at second base. That won't be cleared up until later on, but it has no effect on the result of the ball game. So the Cardinals win the first game of the series by scoring 5 runs on 11 hits. They made no errors. The Mets had 4 runs on 9 hits, and they made one error, and that error was to allow the winning run to cross home plate. Winning pitcher in the ball game was Ron Taylor, who came in the game in the seventh with 2 men out. He pitched fine ball in relief, relieving Ray Washburn, the starting pitcher. Ron with a record now, 1 win and no losses. Losing pitcher in the game was Dennis Reibman, who came in the game in relief of Al Jackson and won 6 2/3 innings. Final score of the game, the Cardinals 5, the Mets 4. This game is brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different tastes, one beer has become the favorite. Rheingold Extra Dry. We don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right. And we'll keep right on doing it. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Viceroy. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. And by the Shell Oil Company, makers of Super Shell, the gasoline for good mileage. Stop at the clean white pump for Super Shell.
In all baseball land, there are no fans so grand as our men. they play, other teams know what blood-curdling screams that summon fans.
But when Mets fans shout,
go! What they mean, we all know. We've got no place to go.
With us tomorrow night at 7:55 New York time as the Mets meet again the world champions, the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight's game was brought to you in cooperation with Sports Network. Our engineer was Sandy Alper, our statistician Matt Winnick, our producer Joe Gallagher, and our executive producer Joel Nixon. Final score again, the Cardinals scoring 2 in the bottom half of the night to win it 5-4. Now this is Ralph Kiner saying so long for Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.